Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on? What are you planning for this weekend? Do you have a project you want to get done? Well, we would love to help. All you need to do to help yourself is call us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you're starting a project or you're stuck in the middle, give us a call. We would love to help you work that out and get it done right the first time. Coming up on today's show, if you love the look of greenery around the outside of your house, but now that it's winter, you're just trying to move those plants inside and maybe you have a black thumb when it comes to that, well, we're going to help you. We've got a solution to help it make it easier and simpler and more successful for you to grow lots of green inside your home during these chilly winter months.
And Thanksgiving guests and big meals are tough on your pipes. Not just your internal pipes from eating all those foods, but I'm talking about the plumbing, you guys, which I guess is also plumbing
connected
for you. Listen, guys, anyway, we're going to share simple tips that you need to avoid so that you do not end up with a holiday plumbing backup.
And fall may not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but it's actually a good time because there's a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings to start a compost pile. So we'll walk you through that project.
And if you've been hearing strange sounds coming from your toilet, it may be that the flapper is worn out. And that's an easy fix, especially with the new super flapper from Fluid Master. We are giving away a set of three to one caller who's drawn at random.
But first, we want to know what you want to know to fix up home sweet home. So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joints. Do you want me to use Quikrete with the red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio, there used to be concrete there and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the concrete crack sealant, and it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide, and they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific, and it's called RECAP, R-E-C-A-P. And it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out. And then you could put another layer of the RECAP across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the RECAP is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
We've got Jim in Louisiana who's taken on quite a big bathroom renovation. What's happening over there?
We're looking into remodeling the bathroom. What we have is a shower and a tub that are basically back-to-back, and there's like a half wall that comes out from the outside wall into the shower, and that's the wet wall.
Okay.
Where the shower is on one side, tub is on the other.
Got it.
She wanted to make that a half wall and move the plumbing, and I talked her out of it. Thank you.
Yeah, good move.
So we've got it where we're just going to put the shower head and everything on the other side, build the shower on the tub side, get rid of the tub completely.
Right, so you'll have a bigger shower as a result.
The shower area we have now is going to be storage.
Okay.
So we're putting the shower. That wall is about 5 feet long or wide, if you will. And there's a 4 by 4 foot window in the middle of it.
All right. So the whole world gets to see you while you're taking a shower, huh?
Well, it's one of those frosted windows.
Oh,
but if you jump around, you can see things moving.
Right.
So we'd have to tint that or something, which, okay, that's small potatoes at this point. I'm worried about water. Now, we're going to tile that whole wall, tile the inside of the casing. One guy says that you could do that and seal it up good, and it'd be fine. Another contractor said, no, we'd be walling that all off.
I think you absolutely can leave that window. It'll have some nice light getting in there to the bathroom. And you could put a waterproof curtain over it. And, in fact, Leslie, I think if I recall right, you've actually recommended doing this with a kind of a modified shower curtain, correct?
Yes. I mean, you can use a tension rod so that you can have access to hang a shower curtain where you would need to sort of give you that privacy and give you that water retention. And then once you put the plastic curtain there, you can then buy like a really beautiful curtain to go on the exterior of it. So you can really make this like a stylish decorative choice. It doesn't have to just be clear, but you can do that to give you the waterproof and like, you know, the water protection that you need.
All right. Well, I appreciate the callback.
You got it.
All righty. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Up next, if you are sorry to see the green fade away as the winter is approaching, we've got tips on the best plants for inside your home to last the season ahead and keep that green vibe around after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you are listening to The Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, whether you are tackling a project or just dreaming about those projects that you do want to tackle, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Be sure to follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if you've ever noticed that your toilet is running, this happened to me recently, and you know, when it first happens, you're like, wait, somebody down here where the toilet is there somebody that's, you know, because it was in the middle of the night and I was sort of busy in my office and I was like, what? Did somebody wake up? No. What was happening was the flapper valve was leaking. It's called the flush valve or the flapper. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if there's an easy way to replace that without taking the whole toilet apart? And turns out there is. It's called the new Super Flapper, and it's from Fluid Master. It stops noisy and running toilets from wasting water, flushing your cash down the drain, or freaking you out when the toilet flushes all by itself and nobody is around. If it's 2- and 3-inch toilet flush valves, it fits pretty much every toilet imaginable. It's easy to install. We're giving away a set of 3 to one lucky listener drawn at random. So make that you. Heck, you can fix up all toilets in your house at once. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marie in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Right. I'm lazy. and I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget.
Okay. Yeah, so Spray and Forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak, because you know it's, you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle, and for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if you'd like to choose the best plants for inside your house this winter, the first step really is knowing your house. I mean, which rooms get west, north, south, east sunlight, which one's sunny in the morning versus sunny in the afternoon, and, you know, of course, where you want to put these plants, and then that will help you choose accordingly. Now, with that in mind, you have to consider which types of houseplants are most popular and which work best in varying levels of low to bright light, because you want to pick the plant for the condition in your home for it to do well.
Yeah, now popularity doesn't always win out, because the number one plant that's requested from nurseries is a ficus. I really love ficuses. I had a beautiful ficus at one point in an apartment, but it turned out it wasn't a very practical plant. They're difficult to maintain, they're grown in full sunlight, and they drop a lot of leaves, very dense foliage. You'll be cleaning them up forever.
Now, the best alternative there is something called a Kensha palm, and this is super popular in parlors and dens of those lovely Victorian homes. Each leaf is kind of gradually smaller on each palm frond. It's got a super rich green color. It's very elegant looking. Also, the lady palm is a wonderful choice. Each leaf is sort of like a lady's hand with a paper-like texture. I mean, they're not looking at my hands with my glue gun bites, but you know.
Exactly. There's also several varieties in the Drusenia family. These are cane varieties, as well as shorter plants and taller plants with variations in the leaves for really nice color contrasts.
Now, orchids, they're also a great option, especially the moth orchid. Those flowers can last for months. They're very easy to maintain. They don't need a ton of sun, but don't ask me how to get the flowers back after they come off. I have never been successful in that, although my father-in-law was always very successful with that. So who knows? If you've got a green thumb, an orchid could be amazing year-round.
Well, one task that often trips people up also is not knowing when to repot a plant. If your plant is not absorbing water, either it's full of roots and not absorbing properly, or it's so full of roots, there's absolutely nowhere for the water to go. And it might be time to repot that plant. So in general, you can go about 2 inches upwards in the pot size from where you started.
And make sure when you use potting soil, don't be confused with topsoil, which is used outside. You want to use rocks or a piece of broken clay to sort of line that pot. Make sure that pot has holes. This way the dirt doesn't clog those holes and then the plant can drain, because too much water, even though you're like, I'm watering the plant, is not a good thing.
Yeah, and then just add the soil. You want to go almost to the rim and then add your plant and then fill that dirt to cover and water it thoroughly. And with those tips, you'll be enjoying plants all winter long.
All right, we've got David on the line who wants to talk about the insulated concrete forms. What are you trying to build?
Well, I've seen that it's durable, withstands a lot of weather. It's highly insulated, so it's efficient and also quiet because of the construction with the foam and the concrete and the walls. So to me, it seems like a good idea for building a new house. It seems like the way to go, but I just wanted to see your opinion of that.
Yeah, so let's talk about what this actually is for those people that are not familiar with it. Insulated concrete form construction, or ICF blocks, kind of look like gigantic Lego blocks. And when you build a house with ICF blocks, you basically stack them up one on top of another. And then the inside of the block is hollow, and that's where you pour the concrete. So when you're done, you have a solid concrete wall with insulation on the inside surface and on the exterior surface. It's an incredibly durable product. I've actually known about it for over 20, 25 years. And I tell you, when I first heard about this stuff, I thought to myself, I'm going to build a house someday. I'm definitely going to consider ICF because it does make a lot of sense. In terms of its durability to natural disasters, you know, we always worry about debris that gets flying, it's flown around, a tornado or a hurricane. It can't pierce these walls. Remember, it could go through the windows, but it can't pierce these walls. They're really that tough. And because they're so dense, that's why it's also quiet at the same time. The other advantage is that you need fewer bearing walls. If you design it right, you basically can – the interior walls become somewhat movable, so you can easily expand and move your footprint around, or at least have that much flexibility. You know, if you use ICF construction with TJIs, which can span, I think, up to 32 feet, you know, there's a lot of flexibility. It gets a little bit complicated for wiring and plumbing, but, you know, once the electricians and the plumbers, if they've had an experience with this, get their hands around it, it's not terribly complicated. It's just different because it takes a little bit longer. Remember, with the foam insulation, you're going to have to sort of cut that out, set the wires in for the outlets and lights switches and things of that nature. So that's a little bit different, but it's certainly something that's easy to overcome. So I think it's a great option, and I would strongly consider it.
Well, thanks for the help. I appreciate the advice.
All right. Good luck with that project, David. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You're welcome. Glad you helped. Bye.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, if I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink because you have to block one sink so that you air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to like push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put like a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
This is the Money Pit. We've got Thanksgiving coming up with lots of guests and lots of turkey and yummy foods. But did you know that Thanksgiving could be your plumber's busiest day? Up next, we're going to share essential tips for you to avoid a post-feast plumbing fiasco. So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free. right now at successexplained.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including four tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas and giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
In need.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We'd love to hear from you right now. If you've got a question about fixing up home sweet home, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We are heading over to Suffolk, Virginia, where we've got Rich on the line who's dealing with a damp crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
It's not necessarily damp, but I did move in to a new house, and it was it was kind of musty smelling underneath of the house, and I noticed that the vapor barrier was in less than ideal condition. It was probably about 20 years old. So I had a contractor come out and put a new vapor barrier down, and it smells a decent amount better. Did some stuff on the outside, ran the downspouts a little bit farther away from the house. I haven't really had any issues since, but I was kind of wondering, when's the threshold of putting a actual dehumidifier or encapsulation system? Is it a good idea for every house, not every house?
So those are really two separate approaches. Okay, so dehumidifier can go into what you have right now. And encapsulation is basically when we change this to basically being a conditioned crawl space by sealing it all off and then using like a spray foam on the crawl space walls and on the underside of the floors. Either approach is okay. I don't necessarily think you have to invest in encapsulation. It's going to be very expensive. But there's another method that's less expensive than both of those, and that is to simply install a fan. There are fans that are designed to be 8x16, the same size as a concrete block, and they would go in the wall, and sometimes they'll replace one of the vents that I'm sure is already there. But the thing about the fans is they run on a humidistat, so that when moisture gets high, it turns on and pulls more natural air through that crawl space to dehumidify it. So that is something you could consider as well. The fact that you extended your downspouts, and on top of that, making sure your gutters are clean and your grading slopes away are all the right steps in order to minimize moisture in the crawl space, as was replacing that vapor barrier, because really the vapor barrier should be a continuous sheet of plastic that covers the entire surface, and I like to press it up against the wall a little bit myself. So I think you're on the right track, and unless that humidity gets really bad in there, I don't think you're going to have any ill effects from it. A little bit of dampness is going to make the insulation slightly less effective, but I think if you were to add additional ventilation via a fan or a dehumidifier, that's entirely possible. And speaking of the dehumidifiers, I like the ones from Santa Fe. They're really durable, and they hang from the underside of the floor, kind of suspend themselves in midair. And these are machines that are able to pull out a lot of damp air from a fairly big crawl space and exhaust it outside. And they run themselves. Their switching is also on a humidistatic basis. So when it gets really moist, it switches on. It pulls that moisture out. When it's less moist, it goes off. So I think you're on the right track, but those would be your options.
That's perfect. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Rich. Good luck with that project.
Well, did you know that the day after Thanksgiving is the single busiest day of the year for plumbers? Holiday meal prep, cleanup, it's busy, it's crazy, but it often leads to clogged drains from excessive waste in the kitchen drain. That, plus a house full of holiday guests requiring more clothes washing, showers, toilet flushing, it can definitely put a strain on your household's plumbing system.
Now, sewer blockages typically occur between a house and the utility's sewer main, and that's important to note because it means the property owner, which is you, is responsible for repair. Avoiding the potentially big bill really comes down to how well you dispose of fats, oils, and grease. Those are the three enemies of clogged pipes, the fats, the oils, and the grease. And when they get washed down the drain, the grease and the oil can adhere to the insides of the pipes, and over time, that buildup of grease will restrict the flow of wastewater, and that causes the backups, which can get pretty nasty.
Now, if you'd like to avoid setting an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table, you want to do the following. Do not pour fats and cooking oils down the drain. They do solidify in your pipes. Instead, you want to wipe grease from the pots with paper towels and throw them in the trash. I mean, I always tend to let everything cool down in those pans and then dump the grease first in the garbage and then wash.
We keep like a soup can for like oils, and we fill that up. And once it gets filled, then we drop it in a bag, like an old, you know, plastic shopping bag, and then put that in the trash so we're not constantly having to do it.
Yeah.
The other thing to think about is stringy, fibrous, or starchy waste. For example, poultry skins, celery, fruit and potatoes, shrimp peels. If you put those in the garbage disposal, you're going to be creating a heck of a mess, so don't do it. They can't sufficiently be broken down, even in a good garbage disposal, so you definitely should stay away from that. So keep those tips in mind, unless you do want, as Leslie said, set an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table, although I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Everybody likes a nice home-cooked meal.
Especially at double time and a half.
Julianne in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a one-half-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
it breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep keep the elements out. So I,
the sill is the bottom sill of the door. It's not the, is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No. It is. It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Is it? Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some, cement, epoxy patching, epoxy repair cement. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement. And until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Be part of the home improvement fun and give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, fall isn't the best time to start a garden, but it is the best time to start a compost pile. We'll explain how next. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, why not dive into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence? You can do that by following us today for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Give us a call because we have got great advice to share, but we also have a great reason to reach out. Have you ever noticed that the toilet can just kind of run on its own and make a ton of noise or maybe even flushes all by itself? Well, we have a great prize that can help you stop those noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing all of your cash down the drain. We've got the Fluid Master new Super Flapper. It fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves and pretty much every toilet out there imaginable. And it's got a water adjustment feature that allows you to customize the water level in your tank so that will maximize your flush and save water. It's really easy to install. I mean, Fluid Master makes it very, very easy. They have a ton of videos and a ton of instructions to help you accomplish this task. It ranges from $14.98 each or $45 for all three. So it's a great prize up for grabs this hour.
That new Fluid Master Super Flapper is available at the Home Depot for $14.98. But as you say, we got a set of three going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. So you can update all the toilets in your house at once. So make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Well, fall might not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but with a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings on hand, it's actually the perfect time to start a compost pile. So to do it right, you want to choose a level spot that's about 5 feet square and out of direct sunlight and away from roof drainage. Clear any grass from that spot and build your pile right on top.
Yeah, now a compost pile needs a mix of browns and greens, and that's sort of shorthand for carbon and nitrogen-based plant materials to feed the microbes as they break down those scraps. Browns can include leaves, twigs, wood chips, as well as shredded newsprint and cardboard, and greens is those fruit and vegetable scraps, the grass clippings, and not so obviously, I don't think people think about coffee grounds and eggshells. You want to layer the browns and greens in roughly equal amounts in the pile.
Then aerate the pile with a pitchfork or shovel about once a week to distribute the air and the moisture. And your compost is ready when it's dark and rich like soil. Now, we've been composting for years, and the thing that's kind of fun about it is it's sort of like a potluck aspect to it. When you use the compost in your garden, all of a sudden you'll see like a pepper start to grow where you didn't really plant one. Or maybe there's a tomato mixed in with the corn because the seed was in the compost and it germinated and started to grow the plant right there. So it's a fun project to do, to tackle, and you often get very interesting results.
Robert in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm trying to find something that seems that nobody makes anymore. I'm looking for a metal continual ridge mat for steel roofing. What I've got in my hand is take the letter U and add a wing on both sides, flatten the bottom, comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's cut to fit the corrugation on the steel, and then the roof cap screws to it, the separate independent piece, and it's made out of metal, and it's perforated.
It's a ridge vent, essentially. That's a metal ridge vent, but you're saying it's designed specifically for metal roofs?
Right, specifically for metal roofs, and, you know, for decades I've got it, and I put a roof on over 15 years ago, and we had a bad storm we went through, and I've got to replace parts of it. But no one, big box, little box, and steel manufacturers can find this vent for me. And I know it comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's the metal piece that screws down to the roofing, and then your ridge cap, you know, screws. screws on it.
So, John, I mean, first of all, a ridge vent is a really good thing to have because it provides an area of the roof where as wind blows over, it will depressurize and pull warm air out of the building. I can see that it might be a challenge to find a ridge vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, but there is a number of manufacturers out there that make them. There's a product called Flex-O-Vent that is designed specifically for ridge vents. There's another company called Plyco, P-L-Y-C-O, that has another vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, a ridge vent for metal roofs. I think if you check out those two brands, you may find one that works for you, and then you've got to try to obviously get the supplier, find a supplier locally. Now, some suppliers will be able to order this stuff in, but if you contact these companies, they may be able to ship them. I see that they come in at least, I guess with the Plyco comes in, 8-foot lengths, and I'm not so sure about the Flexo-Vent, but they certainly come in lengths that may be shippable to your location. Okay?
Got it. We'll definitely look them up. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks much for joining us here as you're all busy with the holiday season on Team Money Pit. Well, just ahead, there is nothing better than a roaring fire in your fireplace as long as you can see the fire through that fireplace screen. We're going to share a simple cleaning solution next.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. But help yourself first by calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Jack reached out to Team Money Pit and said, I heard your comments a few weeks back regarding a problem I have been having with the copper pipes developing holes in them in my apartment buildings. Thanks for suggesting treating the water to lower the pH level. That makes a lot of sense, and it's a simple solution to a long-term problem. Tom, this relates to the kind of pinhole problem we hear about now and again. Can you kind of explain what causes this? Because I think a lot of people can't understand why this seems to be affecting them.
Yeah, because you would think that copper pipes really don't deteriorate like, say, steel might, right? But when you have water that's acidic, it could be the city water, it could be well water, it tends to form holes in the pipes. Now, they're pinholes, but they can do a lot of damage. One of the approaches is to treat the water to lower the pH. If you lower the pH, you're going to lower the acidity, and that's going to make those holes a lot less likely to form. So I'm glad we were able to help you out, Jack.
All right, now we've got one from Ron who says, I live in an older house. The second floor bedroom walls are plaster and are cracking, and some areas are falling out. I'm wondering what the easiest way to repair it is. Is it easier to take the plaster down and replace it with regular sheetrock, or make that plaster repair?
Okay, so let's first talk, Ron, about why you're seeing cracks in the plaster walls. In an older house, plaster is applied across usually wood strips that we call lath, and the plaster sort of goes through the strips and sort of pushes out the other side, and as it dries, it kind of grabs the backside of that wood strip and it holds the plaster in place. But over 100 years, hey, things move. They expand, they contract, plaster starts to break down, and when those sort of fingers of plaster that are grabbed to those sticks break down, those plaster chunks can come off, and man, they can be really heavy. If they're on the ceiling, they could hurt somebody. So it's important to deal with that. They can be reattached if there's not too many of them using plaster washers, but another option would be to cover those plaster walls with drywall. I prefer that over tearing the walls down and re-drywalling over the studs, because you're going to find in an old house that those studs are not straight, and you'll do a lot, it'll take a lot of repair to make it work out. So my advice, go ahead and cover those plaster walls with drywall, and you'll have a fresh skin to work with from there.
All right, good luck, Ron. That seems like a good project.
Well, there are a few things more pleasant than enjoying a roaring fire in the fireplace, but that's only if you can actually see the fire through your fireplace screen. To help you do just that, Leslie has a simple solution in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, I love a good fire in the fireplace, but if you really want to enjoy it, plan to clean that fireplace screen once or twice a season. Now, to get that job done right, you want to use a cleaning solution of about 1/8 cup liquid dishwashing detergent per quart of water, and that really does wonders for the caked-on dirt. You kind of need to gently scrub the screen with a soft bristle brush and then follow up by wiping with a lint-free cloth to avoid rusting. If you've got any brass or other metals on there that need polishing, you can do so now or use an appropriate cleaner and a lint-free cloth. And then everything about that fireplace screen is just going to glow just like the fireplace. And it's perfect for the holiday season, instant ambiance, and just a lovely place to relax.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, two of the hardest working appliances in your home also have the ability to catch fire or flood your house if they're not properly maintained. We're talking about your washer and your dryer. They may clean and dry your clothes, but they can also be a source of big leaks and fires if they're not operating safely. So we'll share some tips on how to keep them running properly on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Syrian insurgents have entered the key city of Aleppo as government forces regroup.
In a statement, Syria's armed forces say to absorb a large attack on Aleppo, it is redeploying, preparing for a counterattack. It says the fighters have not established bases or checkpoints yet, but video from Aleppo shows insurgents outside police headquarters in the city center and by the old citadel. The surprise takeover is a blow to President Bashar Assad, who regained full control of Aleppo in 2016 after expelling insurgents and thousands of civilians. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Tens of thousands of Spaniards have marched in the streets of Valencia a month after devastating floods to demand the resignation of the regional officials who bungled the emergency process. At least 230 people died in the flooding, and many people say warning systems did not work properly, if at all. Also at townhall.com, very heavy snow in upstate New York is expected over the weekend.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
The Erie County Executive Mark Palancar says conditions will be life-threatening.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and the NFL are bracing for the storm ahead of tomorrow night's game against the 49ers. Plows and backhoes are already at the stadium. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a disaster emergency in affected areas. More than 100 demonstrators arrested overnight in the country of Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union. That marked the second straight night of protests. A police officer fatally shot in suburban Chicago after responding to a report of a man leaving a bank with a gun. The suspect was shot in the leg and being treated at a hospital. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Mom.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The nation's biggest pro-business group says looking ahead to the midterm elections, it's switching its focus from knocking on doors to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill. Ekus Çogeli is vice president of Americans for Prosperity.
The best thing we can do for 2026 right now is what we have planned for 2025, and that is to score important policy victories that we're going to be proud to be a part of.
Çogeli spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. It's not like the good old days. While retailers hope to go big this holiday season, customers may notice that catalogs arriving in their mailboxes are smaller, if they arrive at all. Many of the millions of catalogs getting sent this year have been scaled down to save on postage and paper. In a sign of the times, the American Catalog Mailers Association rebranded itself in May as the American Commerce Marketing Association. Despite no longer carrying an extended inventory of goods, industry experts say catalogs help retailers cut through the noise and still hold their own value. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A handful of Massachusetts lawmakers are taking on the tobacco industry.
The legislators are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. Other locations have weighed similar generational tobacco bans. The bans phase out the use of tobacco products based not just on a person's age, but on the birth year. Lawmakers plan to file the proposal next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. If approved, the bill would set a date and ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after that date forever, eventually banning all sales. Authorities say a house has exploded in Jefferson City, Missouri, injuring six. Cause of the explosion under investigation. Officials say the home was so badly damaged that the fire department's special operations rescue team had to tunnel through the debris to reach the final occupant. It took more than 3 hours to reach all the victims. All are listed in critical condition. Three others are stable. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company,
Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your children in any language is a great way to make math fun. When you get excited about pointing and counting or comparing shapes, your child will love to learn math, and they are never too young to start. Visit talkingisteaching.org/resources/math for free videos, tips, and guides to transform everyday moments into magical moments for math.
If you don't have great credit, could a Trump policy cancel your credit card? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Trump and Bernie want to collaborate on capping credit card interest rates. But credit card debt is a non-recourse loan. They can't repossess your dinner or your vacation. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on? What are you planning for this weekend? You have a project you want to get done? Well, we would love to help. All you need to do to help yourself is call us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you're starting a project or you're stuck in the middle, give us a call. We would love to help you work that out and get it done right the first time. Coming up on today's show, if you love the look of greenery around the outside of your house, but now that it's winter, you're just trying to move those plants inside and maybe you have a black thumb when it comes to that, well, we're going to help you. We've got a solution to help it make it easier and simpler and more successful for you to grow lots of green inside your home during these chilly winter months.
And Thanksgiving guests and big meals are tough on your pipes. Not just your internal pipes from eating all those foods, but I'm talking about the plumbing, you guys, which I guess is also plumbing
connected
for you. Listen, guys, anyway, we're going to share simple tips that you need to avoid so that you do not end up with a holiday plumbing backup.
And fall may not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but it's actually a good time because there's a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings to start a compost pile. So we'll walk you through that project.
And if you've been hearing strange sounds coming from your toilet, it may be that the flapper is worn out. And that's an easy fix, especially with the new super flapper from Fluid Master. We are giving away a set of three to one caller who's drawn at random.
But first, we want to know what you want to know to fix up home sweet home. So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joint. Do you want me to use Quikrete with a red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio, there used to be concrete there and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the Concrete Crack Sealant, and it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide, and they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific, and it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, and it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out, and then you can put another layer of the Recap across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand-new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the Recap is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
We've got Jim in Louisiana who's taken on quite a big bathroom renovation. What's happening over there?
We're looking into remodeling the bathroom. What we have is a shower and a tub that are basically back-to-back, and there's like a half wall that comes out from the outside wall into the shower, and that's the wet wall.
Okay.
Where the shower is on one side, tub is on the other.
Got it.
She wanted to make that a half wall and move the plumbing, and I talked her out of it. Thank you.
Yeah, good move.
So we've got it where we're just going to put the shower head and everything on the other side, build the shower on the tub side, get rid of the tub completely.
Right, so you'll have a bigger shower as a result.
The shower area we have now is going to be storage.
Okay.
So we're putting the shower. That wall is about 5 feet long or wide, if you will. And there's a 4x4 foot window in the middle of it.
All right. So the whole world gets to see you while you're taking a shower, huh?
Well, it's one of those frosted windows.
Oh,
but if you jump around, you can see things moving.
Right.
So we'd have to tint that or something, which, okay, that's small potatoes at this point. I'm worried about water. Now, we're going to tile that whole wall, tile the inside of the casing. One guy says that you could do that and seal it up good, and it'd be fine. Another contractor said, no, we'd be walling that all off.
I think you absolutely can leave that window. It'll have some nice light getting in there to the bathroom. And you could put a waterproof curtain over it. And, in fact, Leslie, I think if I recall right, you've actually recommended doing this with a kind of a modified shower curtain, correct?
Yes. I mean, you can use a tension rod so that you can have access to hang a shower curtain where you would need to sort of give you that privacy and give you that water retention. And then once you put the plastic curtain there, you can then buy like a really beautiful curtain to go on the exterior of it. So you can really make this like a stylish decorative choice. It doesn't have to just be clear, but you can do that to give you the waterproof and like, you know, the water protection that you need.
All right. Well, I appreciate the callback.
You got it.
All righty. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Up next, if you are sorry to see the green fade away as the winter is approaching, we've got tips on the best plants for inside your home to last the season ahead and keep that green vibe around after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, whether you are tackling a project or just dreaming about those projects that you do want to tackle, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Be sure to follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if you've ever noticed that your toilet is running, this happened to me recently, and, you know, when it first happens, you're like, wait, somebody down here where the toilet is there somebody that's, you know, because it was in the middle of the night, and I was sort of busy in my office, and I was like, what? Did somebody wake up? No. What was happening was the flapper valve was leaking. It's called the flush valve or the flapper. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if there's an easy way to replace that without taking the whole toilet apart? And turns out there is. It's called the new Super Flapper, and it's from Fluid Master. It stops noisy and running toilets from wasting water, flushing your cash down the drain, or freaking you out when the toilet flushes all by itself and nobody is around. If it's 2- and 3-inch toilet flush valves, it fits pretty much every toilet imaginable. It's easy to install. We're giving away a set of 3 to one lucky listener drawn at random. So make that you. Heck, you can fix up old toilets in your house at once. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Maria in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Yes, I'm lazy. and I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so Spray and Forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that, sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak, because you know it's, you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there, otherwise it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle, and for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if you'd like to choose the best plants for inside your house this winter, the first step really is knowing your house. I mean, which rooms get west, north, south, east sunlight, which one's sunny in the morning versus sunny in the afternoon, and, you know, of course, where you want to put these plants, and then that will help you choose accordingly. Now, with that in mind, you have to consider which types of houseplants are most popular and which work best in varying levels of low to bright light, because you want to pick the plant for the condition in your home for it to do well.
Yeah, now popularity doesn't always win out, because the number one plant that's requested from nurseries is a ficus. I really love ficuses. I had a beautiful ficus at one point in an apartment, but it turned out it wasn't a very practical plant. They're difficult to maintain, they're grown in full sunlight, and they drop a lot of leaves, very dense foliage. You'll be cleaning them up forever.
Now, the best alternative there is something called a Kensha palm, and this is super popular in parlors and dens of those lovely Victorian homes. Each leaf is kind of gradually smaller on each palm frond. It's got a super rich green color. It's very elegant looking. Also, the lady palm is a wonderful choice. Each leaf is sort of like a lady's hand with a paper-like texture. I mean, they're not looking at my hands with my glue gun bites, but, you know.
Exactly. There's also several varieties in the Drusenia family. These are cane varieties as well as shorter plants and taller plants with variations in the leaves for really nice color contrasts.
Now, orchids, they're also a great option, especially the moth orchid. Those flowers can last for months. They're very easy to maintain. They don't need a ton of sun, but don't ask me how to get the flowers back after they come off. I have never been successful in that, although my father-in-law was always very successful with that. So who knows? If you've got a green thumb, an orchid could be amazing year-round.
Well, one task that often trips people up also is not knowing when to repot a plant. If your plant is not absorbing water, either it's full of roots and not absorbing properly, or it's so full of roots, there's absolutely nowhere for the water to go. And it might be time to repot that plant. So in general, you can go about 2 inches upwards in the pot size from where you started.
And make sure when you use potting soil, don't be confused with topsoil, which is used outside. You want to use rocks or a piece of broken clay to sort of line that pot. Make sure that pot has...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these Pro Arts businesses.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, Bucking by the River.
Sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to like push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put like a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning surface come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
This is the Money Pit. We've got Thanksgiving coming up with lots of guests and lots of turkey and yummy foods. But did you know that Thanksgiving could be your plumber's busiest day? Up next, we're going to share essential tips for you to avoid a post-feast plumbing fiasco. So stick around.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I learned that being people-centric is very important in business.
Mm-hmm. You told us that you were interested in IT and cybersecurity. When you were in middle school, were you interested in computers?
I was very interested in computers. I was playing video games since I was like 5 years old.
So, Ross, what do you think about someone who has always been interested in computers and is looking to make this his career?
Well, I loved the fact that you felt that it was important to be people-centric. And just because you're a tech person doesn't mean you shouldn't be a people person as well.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We'd love to hear from you right now. If you've got a question about fixing up home sweet home, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We are heading over to Suffolk, Virginia, where we've got Rich on the line who's dealing with a damp crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
It's not necessarily damp, but I did move in to a new house, and it was it was kind of musty smelling underneath of the house, and I noticed that the vapor barrier was in less than ideal condition. It was probably about 20 years old. So I had a contractor come out and put a new vapor barrier down, and it smells a decent amount better. Did some stuff on the outside, ran the downspouts a little bit farther away from the house. I haven't really had any issues since, but I was kind of wondering, when's the threshold of putting a actual dehumidifier and encapsulation system? Is it a good idea for every house, not every house?
So those are really two separate approaches, okay? So dehumidifier can go into what you have right now. And encapsulation is basically when we change this to basically being a conditioned crawl space by sealing it all off and then using like a spray foam on the crawl space walls and on the underside of the floors. Either approach is okay. I don't necessarily think you have to invest in encapsulation. It's going to be very expensive. But there's another method that's less expensive than both of those, and that is to simply install a fan. There are fans that are designed to be 8x16, the same size as a concrete block, and they would go in the wall, and sometimes they'll replace one of the vents that I'm sure is already there. But the thing about the fans is they run on a humidistat, so that when moisture gets high, it turns on and pulls more natural air through that crawl space to dehumidify it. So that is something you could consider as well. The fact that you extended your downspouts, on top of that, making sure your gutters are clean and your grading slopes away, are all the right steps in order to minimize moisture in the crawl space, as was replacing that vapor barrier, because really the vapor barrier should be a continuous sheet of plastic that covers the entire surface, and I like to press it up against the wall a little bit myself. So I think you're on the right track, and unless that humidity gets really bad in there, I don't think you're going to have any ill effects from it. A little bit of dampness is going to make the insulation slightly less effective, but I think if you were to add additional ventilation via a fan or a dehumidifier, that's entirely possible. And speaking of the dehumidifiers, I like the ones from Santa Fe. They're really durable, and they hang from the underside of the floor, kind of suspend themselves in midair. And these are machines that are able to pull out a lot of damp air from a fairly big crawl space and exhaust it outside. And they run themselves. Their switching is also on a humidistatic basis. So when it gets really moist, it switches on. It pulls that moisture out. When it's less moist, it goes off. So I think you're on the right track, but those would be your options.
That's perfect. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Rich. Good luck with that project.
Well, did you know that the day after Thanksgiving is the single busiest day of the year for plumbers? Holiday meal prep, cleanup, it's busy, it's crazy, but it often leads to clogged drains from excessive waste in the kitchen drain. That, plus a house full of holiday guests requiring more clothes washing, showers, toilet flushing, it can definitely put a strain on your household's plumbing system.
Now, sewer blockages typically occur between a house and the utility's sewer main, and that's important to note because it means the property owner, which is you, is responsible for repair. Avoiding the potentially big bill really comes down to how well you dispose of fats, oils, and grease. Those are the three enemies of clogged pipes, the fats, the oils, and the grease. And when they get washed down the drain, the grease and the oil can adhere to the insides of the pipes, and over time, that buildup of grease will restrict the flow of wastewater, and that causes the backups, which can get pretty nasty.
Now, if you'd like to avoid setting an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table, you want to do the following. Do not pour fats and cooking oils down the drain. They do solidify in your pipes. Instead, you want to wipe grease from the pots with paper towels and throw them in the trash. I mean, I always tend to let everything cool down in those pans and then dump the grease first in the garbage and then wash.
We keep like a soup can for like oils, and we fill that up. And once it gets filled, then we drop it in a bag, like an old, you know, plastic shopping bag, and then put that in the trash so we're not constantly having to do it.
Yeah.
The other thing to think about is stringy, fibrous, or starchy waste. For example, poultry skins, celery, fruit and potatoes, shrimp peels. If you put those in the garbage disposal, you're going to be creating a heck of a mess. So don't do it. They can't sufficiently be broken down, even in a good garbage disposal. So you definitely should stay away from that. So keep those tips in mind, unless you do want, as Leslie said, set an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table. Although I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Everybody likes a nice home-cooked meal.
Especially at double time and a half.
Juliana, Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a one-half-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
It breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep the elements out.
The sill is the bottom sill of the door. Is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No. It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some cement, epoxy repair cement. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully, with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Be part of the home improvement fun and give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, fall isn't the best time to start a garden, but it is the best time to start a compost pile. We'll explain how next.
You live in a money pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these ProArts businesses.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And the thing that's kind of fun about it is it's sort of like a potluck aspect to it. When you use the compost in your garden, all of a sudden you'll see like a pepper start to grow where you didn't really plant one. Or maybe there's a tomato mixed in with the corn because it was the seed was in the compost and it germinated and started to grow the plant right there. So it's a fun project to do, to tackle, and you often get very interesting results.
Robert in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I am trying to find something that seems that nobody makes anymore. I'm looking for a metal continual ridge mat for steel roofing. What I've got in my hand is take the letter U and add a wing on both sides, flatten the bottom, comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's cut to fit the corrugation on the steel, and then the roof cap screws to it, the separate independent piece, and it's made out of metal, and it's perforated.
It's a ridge vent, essentially. That's a metal ridge vent, but you're saying it's designed specifically for metal roofs?
Right, specifically for metal roofs, and, you know, for decades I've got it, and I put a roof on over 15 years ago, and we had the bad storm we went through, and I've got to replace parts of it. But no one, big box, little box, and steel manufacturers can find this vent for me. And I know it comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's the metal piece that screws down to the roofing, and then your ridge cap, you know, screws onto it.
So, John, I mean, first of all, a ridge vent is a really good thing to have because it provides an area of the roof where as wind blows over it, it will depressurize and pull warm air out of the building. I can see that it might be a challenge to find a ridge vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, but there is a number of manufacturers out there that make them. There's a product called Flex O Vent that is designed specifically for ridge vents. There's another company called Plyco, P-L-Y-C-O, that has another vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, a ridge vent for metal roofs. I think if you check out those two brands, you may find one that works for you, and then you've got to try to obviously get the supplier, find a supplier locally. Now, some suppliers will be able to order this stuff in, but if you contact these companies, they may be able to ship them. I see that they come in at least, I guess with the Plyco comes in, 8-foot lengths, and I'm not so sure about the FlexoVent, but they certainly come in lengths that may be shippable to your location. Okay?
Got it. We'll definitely look them up. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks much for joining us here as you're all busy with the holiday season on Team Money Pit. Well, just ahead, there is nothing better than a roaring fire in your fireplace as long as you can see the fire through that fireplace screen. We're going to share a simple cleaning solution next.
You live in a money pit.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Concerned about your home security? You may want to check out the Tapo C120 security cam from TP-Link. It's super versatile and can be mounted pretty much anywhere. Jens Hennings from TP-Link has more.
So it can be mounted inside the home or outside. It is IP66 web approved, and it also has a magnetic base, so it's very flexible in terms of where you can put it.
And the Tapo products come with Tapo Care, an online suite of tools controlled through an app.
In the free version, it gives you the live stream, the instant notifications, the two-way audio, the free AI detection. But you can also subscribe to two different packages, a basic or a premium package. And with those, you can actually have cloud storage of all of your videos.
Peace of mind is at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, but help yourself first by calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Jack reached out to Team Money Pit and said, I heard your comments a few weeks back regarding a problem I have been having with the copper pipes developing holes in them in my apartment buildings. Thanks for suggesting treating the water to lower the pH level. That makes a lot of sense, and it's a simple solution to a long-term problem. Tom, this relates to the kind of pinhole problem we hear about now and again. Can you kind of explain what causes this? Because I think a lot of people can't understand why this seems to be affecting them.
Yeah, because you would think that copper pipes really don't deteriorate like, say, steel might, right? But when you have water that's acidic, it could be the city water, it could be well water, it tends to form holes in the pipes. Now, they're pinholes, but they can do a lot of damage. One of the approaches is to treat the water to lower the pH. If you lower the pH, you're going to lower the acidity, and that's going to make those holes a lot less likely to form. So glad we're able to help you out, Jack.
All right, now we've got one from Ron who says, I live in an older house. The second floor bedroom walls are plaster and are cracking, and some areas are falling out. I'm wondering what the easiest way to repair it is. Is it easier to take the plaster down and replace it with regular sheetrock or make that plaster repair?
Okay, so let's first talk, Ron, about why you're seeing cracks in the plaster walls. In an older house, plaster is applied across usually wood strips that we call lath, and the plaster sort of goes through the strips and sort of pushes out the other side, and as it dries, it kind of grabs the backside of that wood strip, and it holds the plaster in place. But over 100 years, hey, things move. They expand, they contract. Plaster starts to break down. And when those sort of fingers of plaster that are grabbed to those sticks break down, those plaster chunks can come off. And, man, they can be really heavy. If they're on the ceiling, they could hurt somebody. So it's important to deal with that. They can be reattached if there's not too many of them using plaster washers. But another option would be to cover those plastic walls with drywall. I prefer that over tearing the walls down and re-drywalling over the studs, because you're going to find an old house that those studs are not straight. You'll do a lot, it'll take a lot of repair to make it work out. So my advice, go ahead and cover those plaster walls with drywall, and you'll have a fresh skin to work with from there.
All right, good luck, Ron. That seems like a good project.
Well, there are a few things more pleasant than enjoying a roaring fire in the fireplace, but that's only if you can actually see the fire through your fireplace screen. To help you do just that, Leslie has a simple solution in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, I love a good fire in the fireplace, but if you really want to enjoy it, plan to clean that fireplace screen once or twice a season. Now, to get that job done right, you want to use a cleaning solution of about 1/8 cup liquid dishwashing detergent per quart of water, and that really does wonders for the caked-on dirt. You kind of need to gently scrub the screen with a soft bristle brush and then follow up by wiping with a lint-free cloth to avoid rusting. If you've got any brass or other metals on there that need polishing, you can do so now or use an appropriate cleaner and a lint-free cloth. And then everything about that fireplace screen is just going to glow just like the fireplace. And it's perfect for the holiday season, instant ambiance, and just a lovely place to relax.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, two of the hardest working appliances in your home also have the ability to catch fire or flood your house if they're not properly maintained. We're talking about your washer and your dryer. They may clean and dry your clothes, but they can also be a source of big leaks and fires if they're not operating safely. So we'll share some tips on how to keep them running properly on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
If you don't have great credit, could a Trump policy cancel your credit card? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We are getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving. We appreciate you being here, but nothing slowed down in the news world, which is great for us. We're going to do a simulcast with Stuart Varney. We'll do Alexi Lalas, Fox Sports soccer analyst, you know, the captain of the U.S. national team, scored a goal, Christian Pulisic. And he did the Trump dance. And now all of a sudden people at U.S. soccer say that's really offensive to people. Even though he won the popular vote, he's president of the United States, it's offensive to people. It was great. Megan Rapinoe was taking a knee during the national anthem. That's okay. But if somebody does the Trump dance for the president of the United States, that's offensive. Alexi Lalas, Fox Sports, will be joining us too. And H.R. McMaster, one of the military historian, Hoover Institute, three-star general joins us in a matter of moments. But first, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There are still
state threats out of New York. We also have the Georgia case, which is floundering but still alive. But in this case, Smith was like a captain who would soon be without a ship or crew, and he had to dismiss this case. It wasn't by choice.
That, of course, is Jonathan Hurley. Talking about Jack Smith, the quest to jail Trump is over. They'll probably reproduce one final report, but what a completed comeback for the President of the United States. What's left? The civil trial.
Number two.
What the president is doing is saying, think I'm joking? Think I'm bluffing? Take a look. What is the leverage that he has immediately? Forgetting Congress, we can work with Congress on something else. He wants something immediately on day one. That's what the voters said that they wanted as well.
Well, that is Dana Perino. The economy and Wall Street love Trump's Treasury pick as you just look at the market. And the Wall Street Journal fears that Trump's plan might just fuel inflation. We're going to take a look at the different angles and Doge's mission to gut our spending.
Number one.
I'm thankful that we finally have a president and President Trump who's going to enforce the laws of the United States of America. I'm thankful that we have Tom Homan as the incoming border czar, who's going to help execute those laws and enforce those laws and make sure that we get back to restoring order.
And that's what we're doing right now. We have Tom Homan and the governor, Greg Abbott, who you just heard from. At 1 o'clock, they're going to be serving the Texas DPS who are working the border. Trump's mission to restore order at the border has them going after Canada, Mexico, and China. We'll discuss that. Meanwhile, I thought that Thomas Friedman's column in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times today really was telling. And I think he's been very fair to the president after being very critical of the president for most of his, most of the president's 4 years in office and afterwards. But he said this: I hope the President Trump realizes the world is dramatically different from the world he left. He said, sometimes, as they say, you go decades without the world changing, and sometimes the world changes for decades in a matter of weeks. In a matter of weeks is changing. And he went into detail in the Middle East and what has changed. A person that does not need that definition or Thomas Friedman's column joins us right now, General H.R. McMaster. General, welcome back. Oh, he's not there yet. All right. We're going to hook him up in just a second. So what we're talking about now, let's leave Ukraine on the side for a second. In the Middle East, you have a situation where Israel's attacked October 7th. Since that time, they've pushed back against world opinion, and they've done everything they can possible to destroying Hamas. And then Hezbollah, who thought October 8th would be a great time to start shelling Israel, got there. So they've wiped out almost all their leadership, thousands of those terrorist fighters, and they're very close to eradicating Hezbollah, putting them into the minority in Lebanon and giving Lebanon back to the Lebanese. And then you have Israel, who, thanks to a bombing mission, a retaliation for a bombing attack on them, had a portion of their nuclear program taken out and most of their air defense destroyed. So let me see. They don't have Hamas as a bodyguard. They don't have Hezbollah as a bodyguard. And now they don't have an air defense. This is a dramatically different world for the President Trump's inheriting, and no one else to tell that to General H.R. McMaster. General, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, it's great to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Your thoughts about Thomas Friedman just wrote in a column today you might have read that he just said, I hope President Trump realized how different the world is now than he left, through none of his doing. And first and foremost, the Middle East. Iran right now, do you see this as an opportunity to talk with them or finish off that government?
Hey, I think it's the latter, man. I mean, I think it's time to put the maximum pressure back on Iran that President Trump had on Iran until the Biden administration reversed his policy. I mean, they were cash starved. They cut in half their stipends to the terrorist organizations in the region. They were passing the hat, Brian, to try to raise money to maintain their proxy armies and their terrorist organizations. And they were feeling the pressure. You saw the demonstrations that occurred, the people chanting. They were chanting in the streets of Tehran. The problem is not the United States. The problem is right here. And they were chanting against this theocratic dictator, Ayatollah Khamenei, the so-called supreme leader. And I'll tell you, people are sick of it in Iran. And I think now is the time to dry up the resources because, as you mentioned, Brian, I mean, Israel has devastated Hezbollah, devastated Hamas, devastated the proxy army that they were forming in Syria. we've been taking a strong toll on the Houthi rebels, you know, in who are interrupting international shipping in a critical waterway of the Bab el Mandeb. And so now it's time to make sure they don't have the cash to be able to, you know, to reconstitute these, you know, these forces.
But the world is changing that, this way, a general, because now I fear the Russians. I know they don't have a lot in their warehouse, but I fear the Russians are going to expedite their missile defense in there and start solidifying their alliance with Iran if we wait too long.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in terms of a military operation, that might be the case. But, you know, I'll tell you that Israel, what they've done with the initial reprisal attacks after the, you know, the massive assault against Israel from Iranian territory in April, they took out some of their most sophisticated air defense systems. They did that again in the subsequent strike. So I think that that Iran is very vulnerable to Iran's counterstrike capabilities and ability to take out their suppression of air defense. But, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of these Russian systems, Brian, they don't work very well. You know, I mean, Israel's been able to have their way also in Syria, where Russia has deployed some of their, you know, supposedly most sophisticated systems. But you're right. I mean, the timing, you should not allow Iran to build up their conventional capabilities. And what they're doing now, Brian, is racing to develop a nuclear weapon.
No doubt about it, because we've heard that for 15, 20 years. But now that they've had their weapon system, their nuclear program degraded. So I'm wondering if that puts that on the back burner for a while. No?
You know, I think, well, you know, they keep announcing that they're enriching more uranium and denying, you know, the IAEA, you know, the International Atomic Energy Authority to, you know, to be able to look at these sites. But I think you're right. I mean, we were talking about this before it became news, Brian, that, you know, I was certain at the time that Israel had struck nuclear-related facilities because so many of them are secret, right? Or at least the Iranians think they're secret. And when Israel struck those military sites, I think they had a significant effect. But I think what's required, if you're going to really set them back, would be a kind of a sustained campaign at the various nodes in not only the nuclear program, but also the missile program. And, you know, while they're at it, how about the factories that are developing and, you know, producing these Shahed drones that Russia's using to continue their onslaught against the Ukrainian people and Ukrainian infrastructure?
So the Russians, the different world that you and Trump dealt with in 2017, now we have a situation where the Russians are supplying Hezbollah with weapons. They were found in those tunnels, relatively new, like recent deliveries. We don't know, but I'm sure it's working too. We understand that some of our Afghanistan equipment was found with Hamas, which is unbelievable to me and just grating. Yeah. Must be to you because you fought there. And then we find out that they're supplying the Houthi rebels too. So the Russians are playing an insidious role in the Middle East. That wasn't really happening when you guys were last there in the White House.
Now, what you've seen is this coalescing of this axis of aggressors. And you know what's emboldening them? What's emboldening them is the perception of weakness, Brian. So what they were looking at, they looked at the deadly and disastrous, I don't know what else to call it, but a surrender or self-defeat and withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021. You can draw a direct line between that and the massive reinvasion of Ukraine in February of 2022. The Biden administration, what did they try to do? They tried to allay Putin's security concerns. President Biden went to meet with him in Geneva. Remember, and he's laid out all of his red lines, which for Putin means, hey, I've got a green light for everything else. We suspended lethal assistance to Ukraine. We pulled our ships out of the Black Sea. We listed everything we wouldn't do to support the Ukrainians. And then, of course, what do you get? You get the massive reinvasion, the first major land war in Europe, you know, since World War II. And now, Brian, North Koreans are fighting in Europe on the side of the Russians. The Iranians are providing the Shahed drones, as I mentioned. North Korea is also providing, you know, 8 million rounds or so of artillery. And you have the Chinese keeping Iran afloat. I mean, hey, China buys 97% of Iran's oil. And they're also feeding Putin's ATM with their energy purchases. And we're learning more and more about how Chinese equipment, Chinese electronics, and other hardware are essential to Russia's continued onslaught against
Ukraine. And we warned them not to do that. And we warned them not to do that. And they were not buying Iranian oil when you were there and when Trump left. So what do we do now? When the Chinese go to pick up their Iranian oil, what do we do? Do we do third-party sanctions on China?
Well, you know, there's a whole ghost fleet out there which can be interdicted. And then also you can do secondary sanctions on Chinese banks, Brian. I'm telling you. You know, the Chinese economy is in a very difficult position. You know, I'm a washed-up general man. I'm not like an economist, you know, but I know that the Chinese are deathly afraid of that because of the, you know, the interruption of trade and payments that could really further affect their economy when they're not meeting their growth targets. They've got massive youth unemployment in China, and really, you know, the frailties in their economy, the frailties that were built in because of their race to surpass us, right, with all this subsidized spending and the and the, you know, help the you know, the crash in the real estate sector and so forth. I mean, they're in a really difficult position, and I think that it's time to use, you know, that financial and economic power to let the Chinese know we're just not going to ask you, you know, to stop supporting Russia's onslaught against Ukraine. We're not just going to ask you to stop laying claim to the South China Sea, you know, the ocean, part of the ocean through which one third of the world's surface trade flows. We're not going to ask you to stop intimidating Taiwan or violating Japanese airspace or conducting massive cyber attacks against the United States and you know, placing at risk all of our telecommunications capabilities and certainly all of the privacy of anybody who uses their phones. So I think it's time for action rather than words. And this is what, you know, this is what I used to tell world leaders about President Trump. We used to say, hey, you know, look at President Trump's background. He's a business guy. He's a real estate guy. He's going to judge you based on what you do and on results, not on what you say. And I think that's really, you know, I think going to be an important element for, you know, for the president's national security advisor, secretary of state, you know, to communicate to these world leaders, say that, hey, the gig is up. You know, it's time for you, you know, to match what your words with your deeds.
Generally, we're talking to H.R. McMaster. General, we ceasefire is on the table right now, and Israel's voting on it in Lebanon. From what you Hezbollah, they get their people, 60,000 people, back in their homes in northern Israel, and to create one of those lines to back them up to the point where people can feel secure that could get rocketed tomorrow. Would you stop fighting now for a ceasefire, or do you see an historic opportunity to completely destroy Hezbollah if that's possible?
Well, you know, you mentioned it at the beginning. What's important is to weaken Hezbollah to the point where the Lebanese can take their country back. And one of the things to remember is the Cedar Revolution that occurred after Hezbollah, but really, you know, the Syrians as well, murdered the prime minister of Lebanon, Hariri. And there were massive demonstrations in the streets. They demanded that the occupying Syrian forces pull out. Hezbollah was in a very weak position. But do you know who got Hezbollah up off the mat? The Obama administration. Because that's when they were started to supplicate to the Iranians and alleviated sanctions and allowed the cash flow back into Iran. That then, where does that flow? It flows right into the terrorist organizations that Iran is supporting. So I think we ought to try to get back to that period of time of the Cedar Revolution. Work with the Lebanese, who will marginalize Hezbollah. And you're right, you know, there's a danger in the ceasefire. If it's the same old weak ceasefire, you know, that they had under the UN resolution that formed the UNIFIL, which is the United Nations assistance, you know, and observation mission in Lebanon, that's a toothless organization. And so it's I think with the Israelis, you know, what they're asking for, and it's part of the negotiation, is the right for preemptive strikes when they see Hezbollah coming back in, you know, south of the Litani River. And then also what they're asking for is a real kind of peace enforcement force that has the authorities to go after these Hezbollah cells if they begin to put that infrastructure back into place.
What worries you most about Ukraine, and what would do you think Joe Biden did the right thing releasing restrictions on the ATACMS?
Yeah, I think he absolutely did the right thing. But, you know, of course, Brian, this is part of this halting. You know, should we give him tanks? Should we give him fighter aircraft? Should we give him munitions? How much should we give them? Should we give them the authorities to use them? Hell yes. I mean, they're defending themselves against an onslaught. It's important to remember, Brian, you know, this country was invaded without any pretense. Putin said he was saving Russia from, you know, from Ukrainian Nazis. Hey, you know, newsflash here, Zelensky is a Russian-speaking Jew, you know? I mean, it's crazy. And then what Putin wants to do is reestablish the Russian Empire. And he's doing it by inflicting, you know, horrible suffering on the Ukrainian people. But also, Brian, I think what's super important to remember is that this axis of aggressors, they're all in on Ukraine. You know, there are a lot of people who say, oh, you know, Ukraine's not as important as the Indo-Pacific. Brian, I think you can argue, okay, China is fighting a proxy war against us using the Russians and the North Koreans, because what they want to do is show us as weak, unable to support Ukraine. That's the first step in breaking apart NATO, and it's a big piece in what they really want to do overall, which is to say, hey, we're in charge. Brian, I wish all Americans would read the joint statement that Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping issued during the Beijing Olympics, right before the massive invasion of Ukraine. You know what the subtext of that statement was? It's like, hey, we're in charge now. Get used to it. You're all has-beens there, United States and the West. And so it's that confidence that comes from their perception of weakness that we have to address.
And,
and if Ukraine falls, Brian, who the hell in Asia is going to think we've got their back? Or anybody has their back, you know what they'll do? They'll start bandwagoning with the Chinese.
They will.
So I think,
General, I think you got to get that point out. Keep writing, keep talking about it, because not enough people understand that this, the Russians started this, and they were asking us to go to a peace deal with it. It makes no sense. HR, I guess we're up against a break, but thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate your perspective. Have a great Thanksgiving. Back in the
expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Varsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, is about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We have a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study suggests sleep problems in your early midlife years could lead to poor memory skills later in life. Researchers analyzing nearly 600 participants' brain scans, looking for a connection between sleep quality in people in their 40s and their brain age later in life. They found those who reported poor sleep characteristics at age 40 showed an advanced brain age in MRIs taken 15 years later. Poor sleep characteristics include things like bad sleep quality, difficulty initiating and maintaining sleep, early morning wake-ups, and sleepiness and sluggishness during the day. Participants who reported two or three characteristics had a brain age that was, on average, a year and a half older than people who only reported one characteristic. However, those with more than three characteristics showed a brain age 2.5 years older than their counterparts. That study published in the journal Neurology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Went a little bit long there, but keep in mind, too, just a quick announcement. Coming up on the 15th, hope everyone can get tickets still. We're going to be at the Florida Theater in Jacksonville with History, Liberty, and Laughs Beyond Stage. Get a chance to talk to you before and after. We bring history to life. We talk about this country, the election, and everything else. And WOKV listeners, you'll have all type of specials coming in direction. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. A perfect Christmas present, I imagine. We know we got the inauguration, we got the Super Bowl, and then you have February 15th. And plus, if you're around that area, you can still go, especially in Georgia.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his street in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th, sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activity with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Jen Asner. A lovely and chatting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including four tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back, everybody. And the one thing that's happened since the election, Donald Trump went from being protested by the women's groups in front of Trump Tower by the mayor here in New York in 2017. You might not remember. We lived it. We couldn't believe it. The Russians did it. And, he didn't really win, or he didn't get the majority of the vote. And how could America just doesn't like women? That's why Hillary Clinton lost. There was not one day of peace. They tried to arrest his brother-in-law. They tried to arrest his son. Nonstop investigation cost Michael Flynn his career. And it is so much different now in 2024. Now you have a situation where President Trump has won to stay pervasively. He's won every battleground state. And the other thing he's done, which I think is noteworthy, is he has also won the popular vote, but he also increased in 49 of 50 states, he increased his popularity. So one thing that happened is there's these NFL players, black, white, in between, are celebrating him. And they do the Trump dance, which is incredibly awkward. It's kind of funny. He just moves his upper hands up and down, up and down. So after a few celebrations in the NFL and elsewhere, I haven't really seen in the NBA yet, you see Christian Pulisic. And Pulisic is the superstar, plays over in Italy, but he's a captain of the national team for a few years now. And he does the dance. And now U.S. soccer is beside themselves saying, there are people that are insulted by that. He's going to live to regret that. Why would he do that? And you know why he did it? He did it because it was fun. He was playing for the U.S. national team. And I don't know who he voted for. But my sense is he doesn't hate Trump like a lot of athletes. Name like Tiger Woods comes to mind. And because of that, he's getting blowback because of the Trump dance. I'm not kidding. And one of the U.S. soccer is on him. And now... The groups that did not have a problem with Megan Rapinoe taking a knee for the women as they won a national, as they won the World Cup and sometimes fell short, they got a huge problem with Pulisic. And I have a huge problem with that. And with us right now is the premier voice in U.S. soccer, Fox Sports personality, outstanding player in his day, national team, is Alexi Lalas. Alexi, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, how are you, my friend?
Well, a lot has changed, right? You have a new coach now with the U.S. national team. The team has won a couple of games since he's been back. And after Christian Pulisic scores a goal, he decides to do this crazy thing that, like, these NFL players are doing, these college football players are doing, and he did the Trump dance. What's been the blowback from that, Alexi?
Well, I mean, as you know, and we know that, with that, there is baggage right now, evidently. I looked at it as a fun and funny thing that now has become ubiquitous. It has certainly transcended the politics, but you can attach as much or as little politics as you want to the quote unquote Trump dance out there. And Christian Pulisic did it. I loved it. I love that it was a celebration. I think he's old enough now. We kind of look at him sometimes as this teenager that burst on the scene, but the reality is he is a man, and so I think he owns it and recognizes that some people are going to look at it in a different way. But I mean, we're seeing athletes and actors and celebrities and social media. Like I said, it's become ubiquitous out there. And he's gonna take some guff from some people out there. But this is part of being a leader, and he's playing arguably his best soccer of his career, which bodes well for the future for him individually. He plays in Italy for AC Milan. He's their best player right now, one of the best players right now in Italy, and certainly from the U.S. men's national team with, a year and a half until the World Cup arrives. That is a good thing going forward. Whether you like the dance or not, this is a world-class player and well on his way to becoming, I think, the best male American soccer player in history.
But why is U.S. soccer upset about it? I mean, think about it. It's not just, you're not saluting some fringe character. You're saluting a president of the United States that just won the majority of the vote, ran away with the Electoral College, and has kind of a funny dance. After he got shot, people started doing it. And he was quoted as saying, he told reporters he thought it was funny. He said the dance moves were not political in nature. Anonymous USF soccer officials expressed dismay to The Athletic on Tuesday. Quote, The Athletic to Jeff Reuters says it also wanted the soccer star to consider the impact of the dance move and why he may come to regret it. Alexi, will he come to regret it? Are you kidding?
I don't think he gives a crap. And he shouldn't give a crap. And and I know, that if he had danced to a Harris dance,
or Obama jig, like that, whatever it was.
Yeah, nobody would have cared. Nobody would have cared at all. And again, it's not dismissing the fact that there is baggage that comes with it. But it's a recognition of, this country has moved forward. And yes, there are people that are not happy about the election results. But, in this moment, this type of celebration, it's fun and it's funny. And if you don't like Christian Pulisic now because of that, that's fine. That is certainly your prerogative going forward. From a U.S. soccer perspective that has spent now many, many years, we know, not just condoning, but championing plenty of movements and of actions and of words that certainly people can disagree with. I just think it's kind of rich. This will go away going forward. And ultimately, yes, the goals that he scores and yes, the games that he wins will become more important. But this is part of who Christian Pulisic is, and I like the fact that this is almost the best version of Christian Pulisic, because he's been very shy over the years, kind of an introvert. And so maybe we are seeing the best version. And with that, you know, people are going to have knives out and people are going to agree and disagree. But that's kind of what becoming a man is, and that's kind of what maturing and evolving is at a certain point, recognize, you know, you can't please everybody all the time.
Right. And what if he likes Trump? I mean, can you imagine? You know, can you imagine that? Remember Bill Clinton with the 96, 99 women's U.S. soccer team with Mia Hamm, that whole Julie Fowdy era? You were playing at the same time. He'd be in the locker room. You know, Trump.
Oh my goodness. We should hope that Donald Trump is there to present Christian Pulisic as the captain of the U.S. men's national team with a feat of greatness come the summer of 2026. We know he's going to be around. We know we actually had a lot to do with bringing the World Cup here in 2026. So I think it's fitting that he is going to be the president when the U.S. men's national team wins the World Cup. You heard it right here.
I know. That would be great. The other thing is, I think you should, I want to build on what you just said about him getting the World Cup. But Andrew Carlton, do you know him?
Yeah, the player.
Yeah, he put on X, Megan Rapinoe shouts and screams about every radical liberal idea, and the soccer media claps like seals. And Christian Pulisic does the Trump dance. Now the soccer media says he should worry about what message it sends. I mean, that's pretty much what you're saying.
Hey, listen, I have lived and worked in this soccer community for a long time. And yes, it skews heavily to the left. But what I've also found over the years, especially, you know, talking about my conservative, talking about being, you know, a proud Republican, talking about voting for Trump, it's amazing to me the amount of people that have come out and talk to me. And, you know, it's kind of like this Fight Club type of thing where we meet each other on the street and there's a kind of a sign and an acknowledgement. And now, as you know, and we're seeing this amazing thing play out where it's no longer niche. It's no longer underground. It's no longer hidden away. We no longer are kind of shamed or ashamed about it. And it's very much above ground. And it is very cathartic in a certain way. And I think that exists in all walks of life. And certainly when it comes to the soccer world, well, yes, it's still certainly at the higher echelons leans in particular to the left. I also think that there's a lot of people coming out and saying, you know what? This is how I've felt all along. I was just too worried and too scared, let's be honest, to say it. But I'm comfortable saying it right now. And when Christian Pulisic does one of these things, whether he attaches the meaning or not to it, people will attach the meaning and kind of look at it and say, you know what? This is good. This is good for him. This is good for the country. And this is okay. Maybe you don't like it, but it's still okay. And we're going to be fine.
So I'll give you an example. I don't know if I told you this already, but I coached Sean Nealis. I coached him since he was about 9. And he is now captain of the Red Bulls team. And his brother, I would take to tournaments. He's a year younger. He plays left back. The Red Bulls are in the semifinals now, right? A year ago.
They were starting in the back four this week, and they started with the win over NYCFC. They started both of the Nealis brothers.
Right. And I was reading the scouting report on him. They said, you know, you got to find a way to beat these guys and how dangerous Dylan Nealis is. So I pitched it to my general news, you know, my producers here, and they said, Brian, you should go out and do a feature with them. It doesn't matter if they're the best players, you know, the fact that they're playing pro and you coach them. The Red Bulls said, I don't really know if we want to be on Fox. So a national network that just we beat ESPN, we beat the Cartoon Network team, whatever it is, has been number one for the longest time. I mean, we do hard news, do opinion, do everything. I don't know if we want to do that. Can you believe that? I mean, if you want to know why Red Bull Arena is half full, even though you got a great team, I mean, that's the mindset. I don't know how you live in that world.
It's cutting off the nose to spite your face and doing all those things. But it is understandable. And while things are starting to change, they're not going to change drastically.
Right.
And there's still going to be people that look at whether it's you and your association with Fox News or Fox News in general or me in association with Fox. And, you know, listen, we have to be honest with ourselves. There is baggage that comes with that. But I think we're working through some of that. And again, you know, if you were to interview a couple of soccer players, just because you interview them and just because you want to highlight them doesn't even mean necessarily that they share your political beliefs. And they just say, hey, I voted for Harris and I'm a staunch Democrat and I lean left and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean you can't have a conversation about soccer and about life and about their upbringing and about the things that they love and about what they love about being an American and find some common ground.
He is Alexi Lalas, always has opinions, always delivers. Alexi, have a great Thanksgiving.
You're the best. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening.
Go get him. Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For Ryan Bomberger, abortion is not just political, it's personal. And he'd like to tell Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, a staunch supporter of abortion, something about himself.
I would tell her about my 12 siblings. Out of the 13 kids in my family, 10 of us were adopted because we had courageous birth moms who chose to be stronger than their circumstances.
Bomberger is the co-founder of the Radiance Foundation, a faith-based pro-life advocacy organization. Its mission is to, quote, illuminate that every human being has inherent and God-given equal worth. He boldly says he was conceived in rape but adopted in love. He knows abortion is a controversial concern this election, but Bomberger says his faith compels him to speak the truth about his life in a way that shows love and mercy to those who hear him.
But I'm a firm believer that, one, we're still supposed to speak those words in kindness and compassion, of course, and let God do that work.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
Hi-Rise, a virtual world accessible on phones, computers, and tablets is becoming increasingly popular.
Hi-Rise is a platform where people can hang out, socialize, play all sorts of games. They can also build games and put them into it.
Creators within this digital realm are starting to earn extra money. The CEO of Pocket Worlds, Anton Bernstein, compared it to a more mature version of Roblox.
You can build your own game, your own experience, fully feature-rich.
While creators aren't getting rich yet, they're earning additional income.
You can make a living designing clothing, designing environments.
A secondary market where users can buy and sell virtual items is also emerging.
It's very similar to real life, right? You know, the Mona Lisa is worth a lot because it's scarce, it's a one of one, and it has an amazing story.
Hi-Rise is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and for Windows and Apple computers.
We're so much an intersection of social networking and gaming that you just kind of come in and exist.
Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Everyone, about to do a simulcast with Stuart Varney. Special thanks to Alexi Lawless for joining us. And we're going to be talking about what's happened with Alec Baldwin overseas, believe it or not. So it's going to be great. Always love talking to Stuart Varney. And, of course, at the end of this, I'll be able to squeeze in some calls. Let's listen in together.
Actor Alec Baldwin claims Americans are the ones who are uninformed about reality. Brian, watch this.
There's a hole. There's a vacuum. There is a gap, if you will, in information for Americans. Americans are very uninformed about reality, what's really going on with climate change, Ukraine, Israel, you name it, all the biggest topics in the world. Americans have an appetite for a little bit of information. That vacuum is filled by the film industry.
What? Do you listen to that, Brian? Go on.
Right.
The gap is going to be filled by Hollywood?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, a Marvel movie helps fill in the gaps of my knowledge. Or is it Gladiator 2? I forgot. It's amazing. He's over in Italy getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. By all accounts, it must be fun. He's got all these kids. They're probably having a great time in Italy. It's the Torino Film Festival, at which time he's supposed to talk about his lifetime of achievement. Let's look. He's had as brutal 3 years as anybody in the film industry. From he's the executive producer as well as the guy holding the gun that killed his friend. And then he has to go through the trial and he beats it and he gets out. And you would think he'd be a little bit happy while being unemployable. Instead, he has to rip America in Italy because we elected Donald Trump. I'm talking about 75 million people. I have news for you. A lot of people are reading a lot more than you. A lot have a higher education than you. You're a very good actor in your day. But if you wouldn't mind not putting down the American people's reading comprehension or ability to read and understand books because we don't agree with you, he's talking about the permafrost in the Arctic. Believe me, you could focus on that. We have this other thing we got to get going, plus a lot of world issues we got to handle, and we got a checkbook we got to balance, and I think we read books, too, as a people. So if anyone in Italy is watching us right now, can we be the counter-narrative? We do read a lot and understand a lot more than Alec Baldwin thinks.
Yeah, we're not stupid. Brian, listen to the views. Whoopi Goldberg shot down Anna Navarro after she tried to fearmonger about Trump. You got to watch this.
We're going to wait and see because we can't do anything else except...
I'm not going to wait and see. I mean, this guy is...
What are you
going
to do? There's nothing to be done until you know what you're fighting. It's pissing in the wind doesn't help. You just get a wet face.
I have no false expectations that at 78 he's going to all of a sudden turn into another human.
And I spent weeks telling people that he was apocalyptic. I'm not going to change. Now,
you know, we better get used to this because after the inauguration, it only gets worse, doesn't it?
It does. And I watched the whole clip to get ready for your segment. I would never normally watch the show. Don't worry, audience. But I could just get Whoopi Goldberg made a statement. She said, I'm tired of being angry all the time, making opinions about what and project what he's going to do. I'm going to react to what he does. Okay, you got 55 days to see who he nominates, and then you got to see him make a whole bunch of impactful decisions. I think that's a reasonable thing to do. And Anna Navarro, who's supposed to be a Republican in real life, just yells at him that you can't possibly understand how bad this guy is. And then Joy Behar jumps in. I mean, to me, Whoopi Goldberg said to herself, she made a statement about 2 months ago, I'd quit if I could afford to. And maybe she just said, if I'm going to go through 4 more years, I can't really do it at 10 plus. I need to understand what happened that day and react to that day. That is a total reasonable thing to do. And just when she tries to make sense as the key moderator, she gets yelled at by three people who normally agree with her. So she must have went to the makeup today and said, how do I win here? You know, why do I even try?
You know, Brian, you're having far too much fun in the Trump era. I can just that big
already,
smile, I can tell.
It hasn't even started
already.
Yet.
Already, it's good stuff. Hey, Brian, you're all right. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
I hope you have a better one. All right, go get him, Stuart.
I'll try. Thanks. All right, still ahead. Guy Benson.
Working up to the end. And, of course, we're going to be here tomorrow, too. 1-866-408-7669. George, you're over in Ohio. Hey, George.
Hey, Brian, thanks for taking my call. And I appreciate what you do. You're a true patriot.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I just wanted to say, I wanted to tell you what I did, how I celebrated after Trump won, after he got the necessary electoral college votes. I yelled at the top of my lungs over and over and over, red wall, red wave, Trump is back to save the day. I woke my kids up, and my wife, who was half asleep in the recliner while I was watching the Fox News all night, and my kids got up, and they're like, Dad, what's going on? I said, Trump just won. We are saved once again. We are back. The country is back. And so then what I did, the next morning I called off of work because I was so tired from watching all the election results. And then, of course, I wanted to see you on Fox and Friends in the morning and listen to your radio show. So I didn't get much sleep all day. Mm. But I went down to a local T-shirt shop And I just decided I'm going to make up some T-shirts with what I yelled out. Red wall, red wave, Trump is back to save the day. So I made 100 T-shirts with Trump's face on it, with that slogan. And I just used Facebook and other social media platforms to get the word out that, hey, if you come to this address.
Right. And what is your address? What is your address, George? How do we get it?
Can I send an email, Brian? My address is in Wadsworth, Ohio.
No. I mean, how do people get your shirt?
Oh, how did they get them? I put my address out there, and they showed up over a three-day period, and I gave away 100 shirts.
Oh, you gave them away. I thought you wanted to sell them.
No. I gave them away.
Okay.
That's how happy I am about what happened.
Right, I know. I thought you wanted a website. I didn't want your home address, I promise, George. I appreciate it. I know people are that happy. But look, I think Trump should go solidify his gains. Go to Chicago, go to New York, go to Boston, and go meet the people that put him over the top.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, what it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to gettrumpwatches.com. It's Trump time.
That's right. President Trump has won the election, and now he's released his official Trump watches. Celebrate this historic victory with a Trump watch that stands for strength, leadership, and winning. But don't wait, because these limited edition watches won't be around for long. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth, LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump Watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Go to GetTrumpWatches.com for our Black Friday sale going on now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adopt animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has picked Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. The president-elect has long stated that the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require complete transformation. Bloodshed and mayhem in Syria. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
Insurgents breached Syria's largest city Friday and clashed with government forces for the first time since 2016 in a surprise attack that sent residents fleeing and added fresh uncertainty to a region reeling from multiple wars. The advance on Aleppo followed a shock offensive launched by insurgents Wednesday, as thousands of fighters swept through villages and towns in Syria's northwestern countryside. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the country's unresolved civil war, said dozens of fighters from both sides were killed. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 100 demonstrators were arrested overnight in Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union. It's marked the second straight night of protests, which at times became extremely violent. Also at townhall.com, key talks in Pyongyang.
North Korea affirms its support for Russia's war in Ukraine.
North Korean state media is reporting that the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, says he will invariably support Russia in its war with neighboring Ukraine. He said so during a meeting in North Korea with a military delegation led by Russia's defense minister. The comments come amid growing international concern about the two countries' expanding relationship after North Korea recently sent thousands of troops into Russia. The official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Defense Minister Belousov reached a satisfactory consensus on boosting strategic partnership and defending each country and its interests. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A fight broke out today at midfield after Michigan stunned number 2 Ohio State 13-10 as the Wolverine players attempted to plant their flag, were met by a confrontation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The U.S. Navy is ready to launch a retrofitted destroyer to carry the fleet's first hypersonic weapons.
The USS Zumwalt has been undergoing renovations for more than a year at a Mississippi shipyard where workers have replaced inactive gun turrets with missile tubes. Pressure from Russian and Chinese developments have pushed the U.S. to deploy hypersonic weapons, which travel at 5 times the speed of sound. Once complete, the upgraded Zumwalt is seen as a platform to conduct fast precision strikes from greater distances. It will be undocked this week to prepare for 2 to 3 more years' worth of tests as it returns to duty. George Williams reporting.
Vietnam has approved the construction of a high-speed railway connecting the capital Hanoi to the north with the financial capital of Ho Chi Minh in the south. It's expected to cost $67 billion, will stretch 957 miles. The train's expected to travel at up to 217 miles per hour. Townhall.com has more. French President Emmanuel Macron has taken a tour of the newly refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Macron entered via the cathedral's giant and intricately carved front doors.
On a le sentiment de la redécouvrir.
I feel like I'm rediscovering it, he remarked during his tour as he stared up at the ceilings in wonder. The visit kicks off a series of events ushering in the reopening of the 12th century Gothic masterpiece. Macron will return on December the 7th to deliver an address and attend the consecration of the new altar during a solemn mass the following day. I'm Karen Shamas.
President-elect Donald Trump threatening 100% tariffs against a bloc of 9 nations if they act to undermine the U.S. dollar. His threat was directed at countries in the so-called BRIC alliance, which consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. He says he wants a commitment from the bloc that will not create new currency. More analysis and news at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
From the
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the show. So glad you're here. Get ready for Thanksgiving. People traveling all around. Weather's been terrible. Hope you're able to check out the show. We got some great specials coming your way, too, on Thanksgiving and the day after. Kennedy's going to be here at the bottom of the hour to entertain and inform. Julian Epstein standing by, served as chief counsel for the House Judiciary Committee. He has some thoughts about where the Democratic Party goes from here. But first, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There are still state threats out of New York. We also have the Georgia case, which is floundering, but still alive. But in this case, Smith was like a captain who would soon be without a ship or crew, and he had to dismiss this case. It wasn't by choice.
Jack Smith's plan to destroy Donald Trump is officially over, and dare I say boomeranged, as the special prosecutor ends his case with this pursuit, might just have delivered the pursuit might have just delivered the White House to Trump, we'll explain.
Number two.
What the president is doing is saying, think I'm joking? Think I'm bluffing? Take a look. What is the leverage that he has immediately? Forgetting Congress, we can work with Congress on something else. He wants something immediately on day one. That's what the voters said that they wanted as well.
Yep, that is Dana Perino. The Economy and Wall Street love Trump's treasury pick. And the Wall Street Journal fears, though, in today's editorial, that Trump's plan could fuel inflation. We'll get their point of view.
Number one.
I'm thankful that we finally have a president, President Trump, who's going to enforce the laws of the United States of America. I'm thankful that we have Tom Homan, as the incoming border czar, who's going to help execute those laws and enforce those laws and make sure that we get back to restoring order.
That is the governor of Texas. Trump's mission to restore order at the border on full display as we see the latest on the wall. Tariff threats and our irresponsible neighbors, Mexico and Canada, will pay the price. Homan giving thanks to our border guards today. In about 2 hours, he's going to be serving them breakfast. Serving them lunch. So there's a lot going on, obviously, and including the Wall Street Journal today looks at the Trump plan, and he says the plan of using tariffs. And he says, my fear is that if Trump goes after the Fed chair and maybe fires him or tries to fire him, if he randomly puts on tariffs, and if he kicks out the whole illegal immigrant labor force, it could bring tariffs to play. But then they do admit that they thought the 2017 tax reform would also bring a hike in inflation, and it didn't. Julian Epstein joins us now, longtime Democrat, was very frustrated by his party leading up to this election. Julian, in reflection, do you think your party got the message from the last election, and what do you think it is?
No, I don't think the party. First of all, thanks for having me again, Brian, and happy Thanksgiving to you and listeners. No, I don't think the party got the message. And I think the elites are sort of squabbling with one another right now. A lot of finger pointing. Biden should have gotten out earlier. We should have gone to the political center. We needed a better candidate. Sort of the tactical discussion. And, you know, my point, the point that I wrote about in the New York Post on Sunday is there's a deeper problem that's going on within the Democrats. It's a cultural problem, and it is a culture of contempt and virtue signaling. So you didn't hear Democrats talk about much what they wanted to build or what they wanted to do if they were reelected in this last election cycle. You heard them talking about Trump as a fascist, where democracy is going to die, sort of all of these ad hominem attacks. And this is what has become the Democratic Party. It is not a party about building or constructing. It is a party about expressing contempt and moral condescension. And this is really a form of self-dealing, because what it does is it enables the elites within the party to adopt what I would call, and what others have called, luxury beliefs. So you take immigration, for example. Immigration is very good for the elites. It helps provide a servant class that can bring them Postmates, and that can clean their houses, and that can be their nannies. So it enriches them financially, but it has a terribly destructive effect on the working class in terms of loss of jobs and downward pressure on wages. And what the left does, rather than acknowledging problems like this, that this is a real transfer of wealth, effectively, is what immigration is, from the working class to the elites. What the Democrats do is they say, if you disagree with me, you're a bad person.
Right.
You're a racist or you're a bigot. So rather than dealing with the issue, they express moral contempt. And what moral contempt does for them is it allows them to shut down the conversation. I have more moral authority than you do because I'm calling you a racist. Therefore, there's no debate. Therefore, we don't really have to confront the merits of your attack on the open borders of the last 4 years. But the second thing it does, Brian, on the left, the louder you shout and the more moral contempt you express for the other side, the more social status you get. So it's a way of chasing social status on the left. So if I can express my moral contempt, my disdain, my moral superiority in academia and in the political class, you get more status on the left. So it's really a very self-serving form of closing your ears, shutting down the conversation.
Well, I mean, let's look at what they're, talking about now. So the president says he's 55 days to take an office. And he said, look, if I'm in office and we still get the steady stream of 20,000, by the way, I did not know this, from our northern border between October 2023 and today, and then you got, you know, the hundreds of thousands and millions that have come through over the last 4 years, if that's still happening, 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, 10% on China because you're bringing fentanyl in, and we're gonna shut the border, and then we're gonna negotiate and remain in Mexico. Nothing I just said affects Democrats negatively. All it is pro-America. A lot of the stuff that Trump does is common sense for the country. It's not really, shouldn't be counterintuitive to Democrats. Do you agree?
I do agree. And I think it is music to the ears of most voters that we have a president now, whether you voted for him or whether you didn't vote for him, that is going to take this issue seriously. And so I think the American people, by huge numbers, 70-80% want to close the borders. And there's a lot of pearl clutching in the papers today about Trump's threat on tariffs as retaliation for open borders and fentanyl trafficking. And what I think a lot of people don't understand about what it seems to me the president is doing is he's a negotiator. And he starts off everything with a strong hand. And whether he follows through on the tariffs or not really depends on what Canada and Mexico does in response. But I think he's sending a message to Canada and Mexico that he means business. And if they want to come to the table and deal with the open borders and the fentanyl flows, then I think he's willing to negotiate and sort of, I hope, be reasonable. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to have 25% tariffs and we're going to have a revisiting of inflation. It means that he's starting off with a strong hand and he's sending a message that he means business. This is very different from what Biden and Harris did, which is they basically let out a welcome mat and said, you don't even need to ring the front door, Bill. Just come on, come one, come all. And we had 10 million or so come in. And again, as I say, this is a huge wealth transfer from working class Americans to the elites, so that they can have all of these wonderful, effectively servants taking care of their daily needs and daily chores. They can express
But they could do it legally,
contempt.
Julian. I know a lot of people, they get au pairs legally. They do it through systems. They got to come over here in a work situation. They just going to have to do it the right way.
They do have to do it the right way. But what immigration is doing, Brian, with 10 million flooding the borders, is it is driving down the prices and the costs of all of these services, your Postmates, your nanny services, your cleaning of your house. It's driving down the cost and it's transferring money away from working class Americans. You know, by the way, I think what I haven't heard Trump talk about on immigration, and which I hope he does talk about, and I hope the Republicans talk about, is E-Verify. You should not be able to employ someone in this country unless
Absolutely.
They're here illegally. And that's an easy thing that you can do, and Democrats used to be for it, and it's an easy thing that he could do now, and I hope he does.
Right. So I see there's some Democrats who make it a lot of sense. This guy, Richie Torres, who's liberal, he's a progressive, but when it comes to pro-Israel, he's there. He's pro-Israel. When it comes to those outrageous pro-Hamas protests on the campuses, he's against it. When it comes to allowing these people that belong in a insane asylum out, one of which got free and killed three people in cold blood in the middle of the afternoon, stabbing them brutally in yesterday in New York City. He says there's blood on the mayor and governor's hands for allowing this to happen. And he says, I might run for mayor or governor because we're going to end up losing this state to Donald Trump if we don't snap out of it. There is an opportunity now for reasonable Democrats like Senator Fetterman, I think, and the recently retired Joe Manchin. Do you think, and Robert Holden, who's a state representative here in New York, who is speaking out for getting illegal immigrant gangsters out of the country, where evidently the governor's got a problem with that. There's a lane for them, isn't there?
There is a lane for them. There isn't within the elites of the party, because the elites of the party have believe in left, in increasingly hard left orthodoxies, and they disdain anyone that dissents. But the voters don't. And what we saw with almost every state and almost every city shifting towards Trump in the last election, most voters now realize that the progressive dystopia that you see in places like California and Oregon and so many other cities is a failure, is bankrupt. So when Rich Torres gets out and talks about how we need to defend Israel because they are the only democracy in the area that's fighting a genocidal maniacs that don't want peace and that want basically global Sharia. When he gets out and talks about that, he's speaking to a huge swath of Democrats and moderates and Republicans who agree with that. And it's not just on Israel and it's not just on immigration that Rich Torres talks about. That Rich Torres makes the same points that I'm making about the intersectional left, the hard left that has taken over the policymaking of the Democratic Party, and that is very popular. We could have a conversation about crime.
Yep.
We could have a conversation about climate extremism. We could have a conversation about critical race or critical gender. I mean, he's made the point on all of these issues that the party has succumbed to a hard ideological left that is out of step with the American people. And that's, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, and I always felt Trump was going to win this election, and I felt Trump was going to win the election, both because the party has gone way too far left and because people really resent, and I can't emphasize this point enough, they really resent the moral condescension. So when you disagree with them, again, on immigration, you're told you're a bad person. People can't stand that. It's obnoxious. And they hate that, and they're reacting against it.
So you talk about condensation. So Alec Baldwin goes over to Italy to get a Lifetime Achievement Awards, at which time he thought it would be a great idea, opportunity to put down all of America. Listen.
There is a gap, if you will, in information for Americans. Americans are very uninformed about reality.
And it gets worse. Uninformed about reality, won't read anything, and news networks are just there for profit, not to inform. So as a country of 330 million, 100 plus million, almost 200 million vote, we don't read anything and we're uninformed. Thanks.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the elites on the left are saying. You know, never mind the fact that most of the legacy media is pretty distinctly partisan right now. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the moral condescension and the virtue signaling. You go abroad and you say American voters are stupid. They're not stupid. They understand what happened with the economy and inflation in the last 4 years. They understand what happened on immigration. They understand what happened on electric vehicle mandates, or basically moving our auto industry abroad and disemploying auto workers. They understand it across a lot of issues. And, you know, folks like Alec Baldwin, you know, he may be a good actor, but, you know, they, I think, are the ones that are deeply out of touch. They are deeply out of touch with the experience that everyday Americans have. And, you know, if you talk to, what I tell people to do all the time is when you find folks that work with their hands, right, the men and women that build this country, the men that build the buildings, that build the infrastructure, that build the sewage, that put up the electoral systems, stop and talk to them and listen to them. And it's amazing how much you will learn when you listen to the working Americans that build this country, how in fact well-informed they are, how in touch they are, they're basically good, decent, hard-working people that you can learn a lot from if you just stop to take time to listen.
And I love it. Trump put together this very eclectic group. They said it's the most diverse cabinet that they've seen in a while. And Michael Beschloss, a Trump hater historian, said the same thing. From RFK to Tulsi to someone as traditionally conservative as Marco Rubio and Michael Waltz. They put together a very different group, and the Doge group, two very successful billionaires, Vivek and Elon Musk. Fareed Zakaria, who is also a Trump hater, but extremely smart with a very bright, you know, very intelligent show, very globally plugged in. He actually saw positive in this. Listen to what he said Sunday on CNN, Cut 25.
Of Donald Trump's recent announcements, the one that intrigues, even excites me the most, is the establishment of DOGE, the misnamed Department of Government Efficiency. Misnamed because it is really a non-governmental advisory body that will work with the White House, not any kind of department inside government. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who will be in charge of DOGE, are both brilliant, and the federal government has clearly become too expansive and it's writ too cumbersome. There are over 180,000 pages of federal regulations. Surely it's worth taking a close look at them and retiring many.
I mean, isn't that the hope? With nothing political about cutting waste and having a game plan to do it. He recognized it. Your final thought on this?
Well, you could add to them the team of rivals, a pro-labor Department of Labor secretary.
Pro-union.
You could add a George Soros advisor. Look, the problem is Thomas Sowell used to say this all the time, the great economist. The culture of the modern federal bureaucracy is to expand itself constantly, and it never has to ask the questions as to whether any of its policies fail. You could look at the welfare state. Has the welfare state really gotten rid of the major social problems it was designed to address? No, they've gotten worse.
Right.
So the bureaucracy never has to answer for its failure. Its primary purpose is to build its growth outward.
Check out Julian Epstein's column of Democrats, even after a Trump trouncing, the Democrats refused to learn lessons in the New York Post from Sunday. Julian Epstein, thanks so much. We'll be back in a moment with your calls and welcoming Kennedy, whether you want to or not. Kennedy.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, is about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Infections with the illness known as walking pneumonia or white lung pneumonia have been spreading at unusually high levels in young kids, emergency room data suggests. A year after a surge of such cases filled hospitals overseas. The worst rates of the illness caused by the bacteria Mycoplasma pneumoniae are in young children ages 2 to 4 years old, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention figures shared with CBS News. Since late spring, the number of infections caused by M. pneumoniae has been increasing, especially among young children, the CDC said in a statement. Close to 7% of emergency room visits with pneumonia in this age group were diagnosed with the bacteria through late September. This has dropped slightly from a peak of more than 10% in August, a CDC spokesperson said. The increase in 2 to 4-year-olds is notable because these infections have been historically been thought to affect school age more than younger children, the agency said. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stay, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people act like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So we have what I'm going to talk about Kennedy shortly is the Wall Street Journal talks about how to be woke and how a president can do it from the federal government. Chris Rufo, who's leading the charge on DEI and getting it out of our schools, he visited in 2020 with the president. He's going over to Florida. He's in Florida. He was big advisor on education to Governor DeSantis. And now, friend of the show, too, he'll be on. He's going to go over and talk to Trump. And he's going to talk about how to do that. And basically, you got to deny all these colleges' money if they have this DEI stuff down there. And I just know, too, a college very familiar with, they made everybody go to a bias training where they just basically told all the white people how terrible they are. That has to be in our rearview mirror. We have to stop all that stuff. The whole thing about America being implicitly prejudiced, built on stolen land off the backs of slaves, the 1619 mantra, that has got to go. And especially as we come up on birthday 250 for the country. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, Kennedy joins us in studio. And we also talk about what the Wall Street Journal saying. Is Trump going to have inflation?
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, bucking by the river.
Owner's
landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including four tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Patson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Get out of here. A lovely and chatting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
He's so busy, he
he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's all insinuated, okay? It's this cutesy, hyperbolic nonsense coming out of the media and the Democrats who refuse to accept the fact that almost a majority or a majority of Americans have accepted Donald Trump and Trumpism. I think it's time to give this guy a month of peace. And let the process play out.
You're asking us to be
I don't know about giving him any peace, child.
And that child's name is Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. And Donna Brazile weighing in, and Reince Priebus on ABC just saying, can you give him a second? But I guess when you're president-elect, you don't really get a second when you have all these nominations out. Reluctantly, Kennedy is here. You did not want to be here. Is that correct?
Didn't want to be here, Brian.
Right. You did
I was
not,
asleep.
Right. Your chief of staff woke you?
Chief staff woke me with an air horn. It's the only way to get me out of bed at this hour.
Right.
Crack of 11.
A lot of people are just using their watch. No, you're just using your horn?
No, that's why I have a team.
Right. Do you sometimes wake up thinking you're being subbed out?
That's why I like the air horn. Because I feel like I'm
you're subbed in.
I'm back in the fight.
Right,
yeah,
back in
exactly
the fight.
Exactly right.
Does someone have
I sleep in a New York Rangers uniform.
Well, can I ask you something personal? When you get out of bed, does someone go into bed? Because is it a rotation? Is that
Brian,
what the air
horn
is for?
I don't like to get into my personal details, but obviously, yes.
But it is a sub.
Yeah, I mean, a pyramid has to be held up by its foundation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay. So, Kennedy, what do you think about that? Does the president get a month of peace?
No. No. He, as Bill Hemmer was pointing out this morning while you were on the radio, he hasn't been seen really publicly in 3 weeks, which means that he's getting some phenomenal plastic surgery. And I'm very much looking forward to that.
Susan Wiles said to him, why don't you say hello? We have
nominations. That's the unsexy version and probably the more realistic one.
You're born in the plastic surgery.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
But according to Alec Baldwin, you just make stuff up for ratings. You don't really know anything. I mean, either do I, because I'm an American.
I mean,
don't
I
know anything.
I'm sorry, Brian. I thought this was a free speech zone. I thought that was the point.
Right. So there's a story today how the president, the Wall Street Journal actually had it, how the president can get rid of woke.
Mm.
You think he can?
I don't know. I think people are pretty sick of it. I think there's already a cultural drift away from it because there's not a lot of upside to it. There's only division, and division is it's painful and dishonest. And people, I think a big part of the election was, and this is what I would warn the president and people who are so excited about it. You have a lot of people who voted for Trump, but they're not necessarily Republicans, and I bet a lot of them don't consider themselves to be Republicans. So much good can happen from this moment, and I want the stewards in power to humbly move forward, honoring people who are trusting them, maybe for a brief period of time.
It is kind of weird. 55 days till President Trump takes over, and his border czar is meeting with the governor of Texas at the border while serving the Texas Border Patrol lunch for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
And it is interesting that he says, I'm going to put tariffs on Canada, Mexico,
that's a new one.
And China, because they're allowing their border to be a sieve and it's hurting our country.
Actually, Canada is slowing down their immigration. They've been really...
Last week, but they ordered like 20,000
Justin Trudeau is like, maybe we can't afford this. And he is... there's just a whole push in a little bit more of a sane direction in the Western world.
How about this? If you want to get rid of woke, and you say that's what you want... first off, it means believing America is riddled with inequities. We have to stop believing that America is riddled with inequities. We're not only, it's people, but the system itself is racist and need of a systemic overhaul. Can you promise to get rid of that belief?
No, and I think you have to have a good sense of history in order to move forward. The problem is the people who are in charge of that mentality, they don't want to move forward. The Jasmine Crocketts of the world, they actually want slavery and oppression of people they assume their ancestors were slave owners. But that doesn't do anything to make a better society either. It only, again, divides us further, and it's an irrational solution. I think, you know, if you read your books, you understand that, you know, we have some very painful chapters in our history, but that doesn't mean we have to be in a constant racial civil war for the rest of our lives and for all future generations.
But already I think President Trump is starting it. He names his cabinet. It's almost done. You don't hear the first Hawaiian, the first woman, another woman.
I mean, there's a first gay Treasury Secretary.
Right.
Which I feel bad. I thought that Janet Yellen was an L word.
She must be angry.
I think she's mad.
Right.
Yeah.
That she's, is she?
I figured she is a big Chapel Roan
fan. Put it this way. It's going to be Scott unless she's going to speak up and out herself.
Which would be amazing because then she'd steal his thunder.
but I'm saying we don't hear
just
that.
Just like that.
But like as Scott Best said, he's a Wall Streeter, self-made a hedge fund guy who was with George Soros for a while, formed his own capital firm.
I don't care that he was with George Soros. I actually think that might be better for him.
No, but I'm saying that.
But a lot of people have an issue with that.
But why are you starting with, like the old administration goes, we finally have do you want to take that?
It's my seamless order. It's my gluten-free bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
Do you need to take it? No? Okay.
Wait, hang on a second. Keep talking, Brian.
Well, we finally have a guy with the, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I'll be down in a couple minutes. Thanks so much.
Right.
Okay, I miss you.
No, you've never met him.
Not yet, no.
Right.
But I might miss him in a few hours.
Right.
Yeah.
But let's see if you hit it off.
That's right.
But I was just saying he was handling nuclear maintenance, and he had a mustache and a dress, and he was stealing luggage.
I know.
Remember? It's one of the best stories.
It's so insane.
Right.
I think that is one of the big things this election was about. Can we get back to a meritocracy?
Right.
Can we get back to people like, hey, I work really hard and I'm good at my job?
That's my point.
Oh, then we should hire you because you're the best candidate.
Now, do you think I booked you because you're Romanian?
Probably, yes.
Right.
Because you know that if you didn't book me, I'd break your kneecaps and steal your horse.
Absolutely. And with Nadia Comăneci. So...
very flexible.
Can you imagine? We used to be, anyway.
You'd be surprised.
Right. But the thing is, I don't say Kennedy's coming in because I need a Romanian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're past that point. We just watched a cabinet being named and no one talked about woman, man. We look up and we say,
there are women. There are black people.
But it's not the most important thing.
It shouldn't be. Those immutable characteristics shouldn't be the sole reason you are selected for anything. It should be because you are a badass and you're really good at your job and you are going to make this environment better.
Right. Chris, I don't mean saying right like dismissive. I mean right, you're right. It was okay. Chris Rufo thinks he has an idea how to get rid of wokeness in schools, colleges. Cut 27.
President Trump has the opportunity to do what we've done in Florida on a national scale. And I'll give you two numbers to set the context. In 2019, in the first Trump administration, there was about $19 million of federal contracts with DEI language attached to them. Last year, the Biden-Harris administration, that number was $1 billion.
Wow.
This is a multi-billion dollar industry. It has now thousands of federal employees practicing racism, demanding segregation, and thinking that the United States is a fundamentally racist country. The president could put a stop to that on day one. He can abolish DEI and restore colorblind equality once and for all.
So that's a method. He's going to go visit with the president this week, or I guess it's a little later. He's visited already. But he says that he won in 2020. He's going to go back again. He goes, this is what he said. I want to hear your ideas for colleges. I think it would be pretty cool.
We have to do something to right the ship of colleges and universities because they are going, I was thinking about this the other day. Anytime you have a rational and outspoken college professor, they're canceled and they are either fired or forced to resign by the sheer vitriol that's thrown at them on campus by, you know, it's like bubble dwelling idiot fellow professors or entitled brats who don't know how to think for themselves.
I hear you.
And they're shouted off campus. So what you're left with is the fart huffers and the annoying idiots who, you know, shell out $100,000 a year to go there.
So we also have a situation. If you see the University of Austin special in 60 Minutes on Sunday, The game went a little late, so at 60 Minutes really started at 7:50, I think.
Yeah, but that was Joe Lonsdale started that.
Yeah, Joe Lonsdale, he also with Mike Kellenberger, with Neil Ferguson,
yes,
with Barry Weiss.
Is it Neil? I thought it was Niall.
Yeah, it looks like Niall, but I think it's Neil.
Oh, okay.
But
look at you, Brian.
But he started all this. He got 100 people this year, and they got like they have people applying off the charts. It's free, but it's an elite education, and you know they don't have it's not Animal House, and they're all they all have to tolerate each other, and they exchange ideas, and it was a very good feature to lead with on 60 Minutes. So I think people are there, and then we wake up to the fact, and I was gonna wake you up, but you like to wake up with the air horn, and we didn't have your sub was not ready to go in. So Walmart rolled back DEI policies. It's the latest firm to do so. It's like 27 bullet points that are now
and
gone.
By the way, Walmart is doing phenomenally well right now and really kicking Target's arse.
Right. And this guy, Robbie Starbuck, he had to threaten him. He says, Walmart's ending their woke policies. I can now exclusively tell you what's changing and how it happened. Last week, I told the executives at Walmart that I was doing a story on wokeness there. Instead, we had a productive conversation to find solutions. Below are the changes Walmart committed to make. I have to give their executives major credit because they will send shockwaves throughout corporate America. This is the biggest win yet for our movement and wokeness in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
It's the Lifu, my seamless driver.
He's calling back again?
I'm only one woman, Brian.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any staff at all that could be taking these calls?
No, I really should have coordinated something because the timing was really iffy because I ordered it at 10:55. I'm like, oh, it's a gluten-free bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
How long will that
take?
It wasn't seamless. Yeah. Do you want to go get it?
Hi, Salifu. I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Right.
I'll be right there. Oh, yeah. He's not even talking to me at this point. I think we're having our first fight.
Right. Is that Swedish, Salifu?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's probably Somali.
It sounds like a verb.
It does. It probably is.
Right.
You know, they have very versatile names.
All right. So Kennedy is going to stick around for one more segment or go get her food.
Or both. I think I have time to retrieve it and to come right back and finish the show bigly.
My fingers are crossed. We hear Kennedy again. Back in a moment.
Honest commentary, unique opinions, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Will Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baer joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Kane Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at WillKaneShow.com. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
The irony of Jack Smith is, I mean, he brought this case to try and make sure my father never got elected, and I actually think it was Jack Smith who might go down as one of the very reasons my father got elected, right? It's kind of the law of unintended consequences. But I think the only thing I disagree with you on, this case is dead. The case got dismissed. The case will not get revived. By the time my father's out of office, the statute of limitations will be long gone. You can't have double jeopardy. Laura, this case is dead. It's not coming back. And that man on the screen right there will go down as a national embarrassment. He will go down as a figure who literally tried to subvert democracy, who tried to put a president in jail for no reason to benefit his political class. He's an embarrassment to the DOJ.
Obviously very happy yesterday, Kennedy, because the case, Jack Smith's case, are gone. But he's still going to issue a report talking about everything he had. And, of course, forcing the Trump police people to have a counter-narrative if they choose. But what role do you think these court cases playing in him getting the nomination and the presidency?
I think Jack Smith was the jilted lover who got dumped first. They went all in, and they just assumed if they had this coordinated effort and launched all of these cases within a pretty short amount of time. It was a very compressed time frame, which is interesting, seeing as though the genesis of several of these is, 5 to 8 years old. In the Stormy Daniels case, even a little bit longer. But they,
but overall,
they knew they could
get
a guilty conviction, and they thought that would be enough.
What was the result, though?
The result was none of it mattered to voters who were in pain.
I think
it's
the opposite. I think someone got ticked off, especially when they saw the civil case and they saw the idiotic New York case, and it made no sense to them. And then the Republican primary field couldn't get any publicity at all. All they would say is, hey, Ron DeSantis, I know you're in Iowa, but what do you think about the president's case?
Yeah, and they all had to come out and say he's being targeted. This is unlawful. This is un-American. And, and that was when the Trump campaign really took off.
So the Democrats today spent over $1 billion in 103 days. So they have $20 million in debt and they're meeting with donors, at which time people have talked about how they spent like crazy men.
I mean, and we don't even know the depths of their idiotic spending. We will. I mean, whatever they don't release, because legally they have to, there will be so many requests and so much investigation to really figure out How can someone spend that much money in such a short amount of time and still fall short? That person, you know, I'm one of those people, I agree. If you can't manage the financials of a campaign, if you don't have enough juice to get your friend show up for free, to volunteer, to make sure you get out the vote, you shouldn't be president. If you're spending that kind of money, that irresponsibly, what are you going to do with free money from the government?
So she says she's not out of the fight. She wants to go back, but I think she's eliminated. If I gave money and I gave billions of dollars, they were still, what happens is people are explaining to me that you get commission off money, off the spots you buy.
Yes.
So you're buying spots.
You don't get money unless they air.
Right. So, but you're buying spots in Florida and in Alabama. I mean, what are you doing? You know, so here you are in the final days of the campaign. You're spending millions of dollars on ads in states you're not even going to win. So there was no strategy. So you're letting everybody just go crazy, jumping and paying for the money for Oprah
sets
and Beyonce
travel.
But
that's on her because she's the one who has all of these consultants around her. She is the one who approves the people who approve these ad buys. And if she's not staying on top of it, she's not going to stay on top of the country. But, you know, she was in Texas just a few days before the election. It's like, lady, you got much bigger problems in Texas.
She was helping the Senate candidate run against Ted Cruz. You're worried about a senator in Texas when you're trying to win the presidency?
Yeah, like there. And that was the thing I was thinking about the other day, her internal polling, because I talked to Jessica Tarlov 3 days before the election. She was like, her internal polling is fantastic. I'm actually really excited.
She said that to you.
Yeah. And I was like, but Trump's internal polling is fantastic to the point where they almost took their foot off the gas a little bit. They almost had a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They almost got a little too comfortable at the very end. And I thought they gave her some of the momentum. But, you know, I want to know who did her internal polling because they were so wrong.
Right. I don't know. All the polls just stopped. They go, tie.
Yeah,
because I don't want to be wrong.
Yeah,
too
CBS,
close to call.
CNN,
yeah.
Like, oh, no, it's a tie.
Right. Alec Baldwin came out and said America is just not
uninformed.
That smart and
yes.
Uninformed. We don't read enough.
Yeah.
So do you want to help him? Or do you like?
I do. I would like to help him pack the U-Haul to the airport so he could load everything onto a plane.
To a smarter country.
Leave. Go to a smarter country. Go to Italy.
Right.
I'm sure they would absolutely love you.
You got a Lifetime Achievement Award award in Italy and had to put down America.
Dumb, dumb.
Most people left Italy to come to America.
He's a dumb Alec.
Right. I got that. Mm-hmm. When can we see you again?
Gutfeld, tonight.
Are you going to be yourself?
No, I'm playing Brian Kilmeade.
That's so wrong.
Look at my mustache.
Absolutely. Who's hosting?
I think Joe Mackey.
Oh, my goodness.
He's very funny.
In a way.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.